Panthers. Baseball is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Flatonia is made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman and Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Hobby Jr. and Daryl Kiki the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
As we come out here for some playoff, Burton baseball's playoffs, and here in Bastrop, it is a beautiful day and a great playoff atmosphere as we see the crowd starting to roll into here. We have ourselves a beautiful turf field to play on today. As we were just mentioning, it's got 310 down the sides in the outfield for home runs, and then 370 down the middle with what looks to be about a 15-foot wall down there. Breeze coming in. It's shifting all sorts of directions, and we'll catch up with that here in the game time weather update. First things first, here in Bastrop, the facilities, they've been extremely kind to us and welcoming us to these facilities. As I mentioned, it is a turf field, so expect perfect playing surfaces. A little slicker than dirt, but it has plenty of advantages with the benefit of being not having any weird bounces coming off the dirt, and that's going to keep it a nice and clean game. And for what should be a very competitive game here today between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, two teams coming off two series sweeps to start their playoffs this year, so both red hot and looking to go after each other in what should be a great matchup with tremendous pitching and some great bats. And I have here with me Daryl Kiki. And Daryl, you have been a big proponent of this Burton team with only two seniors. I know you and this community are very proud of what they've accomplished getting this far. And here's to hoping they could go a little further. And here's Daryl Kiki.
Yeah, Brady and Mark's been a part of this program for high school level 4 years. And in all sports have excelled at a high level. You know, you dress in this red and white, and you don't never want it to be your last till you win that state title and stuff. This is the first of the next step for them guys. Pitching-wise, like you said, should be a heck of a matchup tonight. They're supposed to have a real stud on the bump. And, you know, I told the boys, he puts his pants on just like we do. Just go up there and rip him.
Well, like you said, the scouting report is that they have a very good number one pitcher over on the other side for the Bulldogs. But I'll tell you what, Tyler Witt is no slouch himself, and neither is our other pitcher, Eli Yeager. So I have all the confidence in our boys to be able to put up a strong fight against this team. Should we expect a little bit of a pitcher's duel here?
I would think Yeager, we're going to have two left-handers throwing. Yeager's going to throw tonight for us, and Targott is going to throw for them. Report he can get it up there about 92 and everything, but it's a Burton tradition starting way back in the 70s. The harder you threw, the further it flew, but if you got a wrinkle, then you're in trouble. We could hit a fastball as good as any just when you decided to mix that curve in there. But, you know, anybody can be beat any day. And the boys, they're loose. They're ready. Not intimidated. And get out there and give it our best shot.
Yes, sir. Like we said, when it comes to the playoffs, always going to come to those plays of inches. That one mistake less that you can make to the other team is always going to make the difference when it's this close and this deep. We'll be back with a little more pregame analysis after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's By and By next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
I wanna rock!
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop for this playoff matchup between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, we just mentioned before the break, start talking about some of the keys of the game. Mentioned a strong pitcher's duel is what we expect today with two very strong pitchers. So let's see what the bats can come out and see if they're lively or if they come out asleep. We'll see what we got today. But like the most important thing we mentioned before the break is, when it comes to the playoffs, especially this deep in the playoffs, we are in the semifinals, the regional semifinal for, I believe, a 2A.
Yes.
And it's all going to come down to those small plays, that mistake that you can avoid, that you force on the other team. So many times in baseball, no matter what level you're playing, you see when you don't capitalize on a mistake, that always opens up the door for a big play on the other end. So these small plays of inches is going to be what dictates this game, just as any other playoff game goes. So we'll keep you guys posted as to what exact who's going to make that first mistake. And that first run in that series is always going to be critical and tends to set the tone.
You know, you have to put the ball in play, you know, against a good pitcher. You got to make him work. You know, they can throw 110 pitches. That's total. So we gotta make him work. I'm sure that in between that you might see a little small ball going on by Coach Thaler. Put the ball down on the ground. They have to pick it up, they have to throw it, and they have to catch it. So you got three chances to get on there. So it's gonna be real interesting. We had a little chess match already before the game as far as exchanging lineups, because I think each one was trying to see who was going to throw who, and it came out finally they are throwing their ace and we're throwing ours, and let's have at it.
Yeah, with any sport, especially baseball, especially in the playoffs, it's always going to be, you know, part a mental battle and, of course, the physical part on the field. So you can see the coaches already starting to jab at each other, make sure trying to keep any advantage that they can to start things off early here. So you always like the competitive spirit, and you know, I think that's a good move by both. Keep your cards to your chest, as they say, and don't show your hand too early. Yeah. And both definitely did that. We just got the lineups only a couple minutes ago, and we're just a few minutes from the first pitch of this game. So you can see what it means to both teams. At the end of the day, it's going to be a huge playoff game. That first game of the series is always super important. It sets the tone. We saw it happen with Burton just a week ago when we were playing the Harper Longhorns. We saw them. That first game was a nail-biter pitcher's duel that came down to that last inning. And then from there, they were able to take that momentum into the next game and get the series sweep with a 10-run rule. So they'll be looking to build on that, take care of that momentum into this week. But at the end of the day, it's a new series. Everybody's starting 0-0. Let's see what these teams are coming out with today.
Yeah, the biggest thing, you're right. Everybody wants to get that first win. I like to see us get that first run across home plate. It kind of calms your nerve, because this is going to be a game where, like you said, who makes that error, who strikes out with runners on first and third with one out that doesn't move the runners or has it, that you have a chance to score. It's a big area behind home plate, so a pass ball you're going to see some, you should be able to see some running on that. A lot of room in foul territory. Should be set for just one of them tremendous games.
Yes, this is definitely a field that lends itself to hustle plays based on what you just said right there. You got plenty of room in foul territory for that ball to hang just a little too long for you to be able to go make a sliding catch over by the dugout. And behind home plate, you have all that space. A missed ball would be crucial for any of these catchers that are ready to play here today. So they got to make sure to stay in front of that ball, give their pitchers a chance to stay in the game, and good eye there, Daryl. So we'll be back after a couple of words from our sponsors for a little bit more pregame. Thank you for sticking around.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
You've always dreamed of building a barn dominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham, or visit ddmbuildings.com.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, back here to Bastrop. We have a regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, and Definitely an interesting choice of location here today up in Bastrop. Both teams definitely having to go about an hour out of their way to get here. And the biggest key factor, I think, as far as what we can't control, which is always the weather, is that heat. It is 95 degrees out here right now. We've got a little bit of wind, but you know with that Texas heat, that's just hot air blowing on you.
Yeah, but these kids, they're too young to think it's hot. And so this breeze blowing up here for a country boy, this feels good. Could sleep like a baby with this wind blowing like this. You don't need no air conditioning, Miami.
Just out there on the pasture.
That's
taking
right.
a nap in
yeah.
the pasture with the wind.
We ought to go out there and haul about 400 square bales right quick before we come. Maybe tomorrow. I'm going to bale some tomorrow. Maybe you can come help, and then we'll leave from my house and do the game.
Well, that'd be a new experience for me. I think my hands might be a little too soft for that, Derek.
Yeah, but Miami don't have hay?
No, we don't got hay.
Oh, y'all
down
don't
there.
Got no cattle.
It,
either,
it all stays pretty wet down there.
That's all right.
But I definitely do appreciate the heat. I always take a little heat over the freezing temperatures. It is nice to have that Texas weather. You see that summer coming in. And I always say, once you smell that humidity, you get that heat in the air, you know it's time for some playoff baseball.
That's right. That's right. A little bit of warm never hurt nobody. The umpires are going to keep an eye out on the – always my influence is on the catchers because they have that extra gear on. So they're going to keep an eye on them so they don't get too hot. But other than that, man, with this breeze blowing and with the intensity before the game that you're ready to play, they're not even thinking about heat. And plus, we don't have to worry about this the first game. We don't have to worry about any rain coming. So I think we're going to be all right there, too.
Yeah, one thing that we've definitely seen from Coach Thaler all year is having these boys in the right mindset, ready to play. He demands a lot from them, and they deliver for him every time. You can tell that he has a profound effect on these boys, and they really love to play for him, and they leave it all out on the field every time we've seen them out here.
He is a tremendous dude. He's a player's coach. Sitting in the dugout before the game with him, just talking to him, he is loose. And when your coach is loose, Miami, your players feel that too. They can feel if you as a coach are tensed up or you're worried about the other team, they're going to come out a little, well, if coach is tense and worried, they're going to feel that. And he is loose as a goose over there, joking with the guys. They're joking with him. But when they get ready to go out on that field after the national anthem and we're home team tonight, they'll have the eye of the tiger.
Yes, sir. And just to paint a picture here of what we got going on today as far as weather, here's the official game time weather update. It's here in Bastrop, a high of 97 degrees, but pretty sure we already hit that. Should get as low as 73 later in the night. Partly cloudy, plenty of wind, but again, that 95 degrees is hot no matter who you are. We have as well, we are... The heat index, it has it at 96 degrees, and we did mention that wind right now. The wind's coming straight from center field to home plate, but it has been shifting plenty. It is a north wind at 11 miles an hour with gusts up to 17 miles an hour. So that is the weather for today. Again, like Daryl just said, that shouldn't be a problem for these young boys.
No.
They're too young to be complaining about the heat, according to Daryl. But we'll be back for some more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
All right, back here to Bastrop for the regional semifinal. And the boys have cleared the field on both sides. We got some nice music playing, good old country music.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, Daryl, we got a crowd coming in now. It's starting to fill up the bleachers on both sides as you see some of the kids playing under the bleachers and filling up this middle section. We have over on the home side today is going to be the Burton Panthers, and on the away side is going to be the Flatonia Bulldogs. If you're looking from home plate, it's going to be on the left side Burton and on the right side Flatonia, and the crowds are matched that. So definitely starting to create more of a playoff atmosphere here. Of course, on top of just a good game, what creates a good playoff atmosphere is that crowd being there, getting into it. And Burton is a crowd that is never shy to support their boys.
No, we have a great turnout already, and more people coming. I'm just sitting here kind of laughing. I'm going to put it in my category. My old bucks are sitting down here in the shade, and all the young ones are sitting over there in the sun working on their tan. So I'm going to pick on them out of the window here in a few minutes. That they're smart right now. They're sitting catching all this shade here, and young ones over there in the sun. So having a good old day.
Well, that's perfect. That is your crowd, ain't it, Daryl?
That's it.
That's all your friends out there, and I hope that we can cheer them on today, and I hope we have ourselves a good, clean game. At the end of the day, that's what matters the most. As per the UIL standards, it's all about going out there, having a fun time, and creating an experience that these boys, I mean, you've been there, Daryl, I've been there. It's an experience that you remember for the rest of your life, so it's all about making it a pleasant one for these boys, because win or lose, it's always something that sticks with you.
Yeah, you're gonna remember this run that you're making the rest of your life. You know, it was 82 when we went, and can still see it. Me and my friend Todd talked about it. You heard us on the vehicle on the way up here. We played Salado, and they had a guy named Brooks Frazier that threw in the 90s like this guy's supposed to be able to do, and we beat them 1-0, and that was back in 82.
Yes, sir. So speak, and that's when the 90 was really, really something back
yeah,
in.
That's it. That's it.
But yeah, the game has evolved, but it's still the same old game of baseball that we know and love. And speaking of the starting lineups, we're going to be back with those here after this break from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do.
we provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
All right, back here to Bastrop as the coaches are having their final meeting at home play. You see Coach Thaler, he's got his game face on, don't he, Daryl?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And the umpires, of course, we've got three umpires today. We usually call them the Blues, but they're going to be dressing all black today. Not sure that is the... Oh, we have four out here today. We got one hiding there behind the Flatonia, Coach. But it's going to be four umpires here today, all dressed in all black. Not the best choice for this weather with the 94 degrees.
Who's talking? Johnny Cash or Glanville, whatever you want to call yourself.
I'll take Johnny Cash, too. I am dressed in all black today. And we're getting ready here to start things off. And right now it's time for the introductions of the players. And we have a strong, strong pitchers matchup today, like we mentioned. So starting off, so we're going to let the announcers here make their announcements, and we'll do our final lineups directly after.
Please demonstrate good sportsmanship and show your appreciation for this great game by respecting the players, coaches, officials, fans, and all of the match participants. And now, here are the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Bulldogs, leading off and catching, number 2, Beck Zimmerman. Batting second, your pitcher for tonight, Flatonia, number 10, Titan Targat. Batting third at first base, number 12, Henry Vincent. Batting fourth at second base, number 16, Trip Bowling. Batting fifth, designated hitter, number 20, Udi Manzano. Batting sixth at left field, number 11, Yandel Manzano. Batting seventh at third base, number 18, Diego Ramirez. Batting 8th at shortstop, number 6, Blake Kessler. And batting 9th at center field, number 4, Mason Perez. As well as at right field, number 1, Zayden Perez. Available players from Flatonia include number 3, Wyatt Fisher. Number 5, Eli Kubicek. Number 7, Kulin Kutak. Number 8, Nathan Aguila. Number 9, Cade Geese. Number 13, Ray Manzano. Number 15, Kayla Anderson. And number 17, Daniel Ibarra. Head coach of the Bulldogs is anonymous. And now the starting lineup.
Looks like we got ourselves an anonymous coach for the Flatonia Bulldogs.
Leading up at shortstop, number 11, Tyler Witt. Batting second, at second base, number 4, Logan Tustak. Batting third,
that's
at
Logan
third base,
Tosta.
Number 3, Ryder Biggs. Batting fourth, at center field, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fifth, your pitcher for tonight, Burton, give it up for number 14, Eli Dager. Batting 6 and catching, number 13, Braden Martin. Batting 7 at right field, number 12, Brady Griffin. Batting 8, designated hitter, number 18, Houston Hod.
That's going to be Houston Hody, number 18.
And batting 9 at left field, number 9, Matthew Romer.
That's going to be Matt Raymer.
As well as at first base, number 15, Archer Fuller. Available players for Burnham include number 5, Ashton Fuller. Number 1, Cooper Miles. Number 20, Caleb Gossman. Number 7, Mark Odom. Number 6, Troy Gurka. Number 16, Isaac Matthews. And number 2, Eli Sinek. Head coach of the Panthers is Matt Dollar, assisted by Timothy Honeycutt. And now we ask that you stand, remove your cap, and direct your attention to the flag at center field.
Now it's time for the best part of any American sporting event. Please remove your hats for the national anthem. I'll tell you what, that's when you know that it's time for some baseball. As soon as we get that national anthem going, it's time to play baseball. So,
right.
Time to play ball.
We have a tradition here at Bassett Fairfield where the crowd gets to be the ones to yell out, play ball, before the first pitch. We got a big crowd, so I expect this to go really well. Please don't disappoint me. So here's how it goes. I'm going to go, all right, Bassett Blitz, and everybody's going to yell, play ball. So, all right, Bassett Blitz.
So a great job there by the crowd saying, let's play ball. You can tell this is a big crowd excited to watch some playoff baseball. And just to reiterate, the starting lineup for the Burton Panthers is going to be leading off number 11 at shortstop, Tyler Witt, followed by number 4, second baseman, Logan Tosta. Then it's going to be number 3, Ryder Biggs. He will be playing in third base. And batting in the cleanup spots, number 8, Ruben Rodriguez. After that, he's going to be playing in center field, followed by number 14, Eli Yeager, who will be the starting pitcher on the mound today, lefty Eli Yeager. Then it'll be number 13, Braden Martin. He'll be the catcher today. Then it'll be number 12, Brady Griffin, one of the seniors on the team in right field, followed by number 18, Houston Hody, as the designated hitter. And number 9, Matt Raymer in left field is going to round up the starting lineup. And, of course, Coach Thaler is going to be in the dugout. And alongside him in the dugout, the reserves for the Burton Panthers is going to be number 1, Cooper Lyles. Number 2, Eli Simek. Number 5, Ashton Fuller. Number 6, Coy Gurka. Number 7, Mark Odom, the other senior on the team. Number 16, Isaac Modis. Number 17, David Dorantes. And number 20, Caleb Nossaman. So with the starting lineup, we're going to get started here in Bastrop for the regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. And here's the first pitch from Yeager. And just taking his temperature there, that's Beck Zimmerman lead things off for the Bulldogs. And he takes one outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, looking for that knee-high outside corner again, and he's going to miss it just by a hair, 2-0 count now as Yeager finds himself behind the count. And Beck Zimmerman leading things off, showing a good eye to stay off of it.
And he's going to get a hold of this one. That's going to be into left field, foul territory. Good job there by Matt Raymer. Look, running over, tried to make a play on it, but it's going to be too far gone. Wind may have caught it a little bit, pushed it over the fence, and that's going to be bring it to a 2-1 count now. So 2-1, here's Eli Yeager, gets set. Here's the pitch. And that was going to be to almost the exact same spot, left side foul territory. Line drive over the left side fence.
It's a way to battle back Eli. Now snap one off in here and set him down.
Yeah, it evens it up just like that, 2-2. And on the 2-2 count, here's the pitch. And another one going to be down the left side, and it's going to stay foul. This one is going to stay on the field, though. Not get over the fence, so a little change of pace there, but nonetheless going to keep it a 2-2 count here to Zimmerman.
Looks like Zimmerman's just trying to punch it out there to left field. Raymer might ought to cheat that line a little further.
Yeah, might be a good opportunity to give him something to chase here. Set him up with a couple in the strike zone, and he does just that, puts it on the outside, and that one's going to go left side into the parking lot. As you see the crowd looking over, make sure none of their cars are in danger. Didn't hear no car.
I didn't hear no glass.
Yeah, I didn't hear any car alarms or glass, so they should be fine as they get their attention back onto the game. So now it's 2-2, staying alive, and that one's going to be
right
a line drive right at Tosta. He drops it, but not far enough. Able to recover, picks it back up, flips it over to first base to Arthur Fuller for the first out of the inning. And the Burton Panthers get away with one there as Tosta had it come off his glove, but straight down in front of him, and he's able to recover in time.
Nice play to stay with it by Tosta. We need to always want to keep that first base runner off the bases.
Always a good way to start the game as the Burton Panthers get their first out quick here. Long at bat, but first batter up, first batter down. And on the very next pitch, Eli Yeager is going to put a beautiful breaking ball in the top end of that strike zone, 0-1. And that is Titan Targak over
2.
Right-handed batter for the Flatonia Bulldogs as he takes one for another strike on that upper outside corner of the strike zone. Getting a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup here early as Targak is the pitcher batting second. And he's going to put one on a soft grounder over to Tyler Witt in the shortstop position. And as Archer Fuller falls over making that grab, he tries to get the tag on, but the throw was just a little bit too far to his left, pulls him off the bag and not able to make the tag. So that's going to put Targak on first base. As we get some yelling here from the coach there, it was a close play there. Next batter up is going to be Henry Vincic. He's going to take the first one on a breaking ball in the strike zone, 0-1.
Yeager keeps getting that breaking ball like that in. He's going to be just fine.
Showing great movement on it and command to get it in the strike zone. So 0-1, one out, man on first. Here's a pitch from Yeager, and that was going to be fouled straight back into the fence here.
It stayed up there.
Yeah, 0-2.
You want to climb up there and get it?
Look at that. It's stuck on the top link. So,
you know, Miami Vice would probably climb up there and get it. Just get it.
Well, maybe I'll give me a souvenir after the game's over.
Okay.
Make sure I don't get in trouble. 0-2, here it is. That was going to be a grounder right into the second base hole past Logan Tosta. And that's going to advance Targak over to third base. And on the 0-2 pitch, that's going to put Henry Vincic on first and Targak on third. That's runners on the corners now. And here comes Tripp Bowling, number 16, right-handed batter for the Flatonia Bulldogs.
Almost have to pull the infield in here.
Yeah, you saw in that last one, Logan Tosta started shifting over to his right, and that ball came right to his left, just bad timing there, but it definitely was the right play to make a play.
A good piece of hitting, though, with the hit and run on.
Strong ground ball right in that second base hole. Here's Trebolian. Steal attempts coming in, and that throw's going to get away from Tyler Witt. And very early here, we're going to get the first run of the game, as on the bad throw there by Braden Martin, just puts one too wide of Tyler Witt at second base on the steal attempt. And that allows Titan Targak to stroll in at into home plate, and that's going to make it a 1-0 ball game here in the first top of the first inning for the Flatonia Bulldogs.
I'm going to bet that Tosta was supposed to cut that off and everything.
And a great job there by Eli Yeager. Puts a fastball right there in that knee-high inside corner. 0-1 against Trip Bowling here. Batting cleanup for the Flatonia Bulldogs. And that was going to be a fly ball out to right field, and that's going to fall in as it gets past right fielder Brady Griffin, and that's coming around for a score is going to be number 12, Henry Vincic, and that's going to be an RBI triple now for Trip Bowling as he puts one right into that right field corner, and very quickly here it's 2-0 Bulldogs after that RBI triple by Trip Bowling of the Bulldogs. And just the ball that was about an inch too far away from the right fielder, Brady Griffin. Good hustle play to try to get over to it, but that one falls in, rolls into the corner, and just good placement and good power by Trip Bowling gets him a triple and another RBI here for the Bulldogs. And up, that brings up Udi Manzano, designated hitter, and he looks like he's got some power to him. He's big, big number 20 for the Bulldogs.
Also on that play, great hustle by Raymer out of left field. He backed the throw up at third because it had got past Biggs at third. So if he wasn't there, that would have scored that run also.
So Eli Yeager continues his trend as he puts another strike there past the next batter. That's Udi Manzano. And he's been doing well to throw strikes, but he gets himself ahead of the count. It just seems like the batter's able to dial in after that. Next one's going to be outside 1-1 on a curveball.
Find another out here, boys.
And that one's going to be inside 2-1 now. Gets Manzano to stop crowding the plate so much. Put one right there on inside of that baseline, and you see Manzano well far up into that crowding the plate, but he backs up now, and now he's going to put a fly ball out into Logan Tosta in second base, and he's able to make this play. Good job by Logan Tosta there to maintain his concentration and keep his eye on the ball here in the sun, and that's going to be two outs now for the Burton Panthers. And now they just need to get one more batter out to get out of this situation after allowing two runs here in this first inning.
Yeah, if we can get out of here for two with the mistakes made early, yeah, I'd feel pretty good about it.
And this one's going to be a chopper that kind of rolls in front of home plate, but they're going to say it bounced backwards first, so it's going to be a foul ball, 0-1. And next one's going to be a one-hopper to Braden Martin. 1-1. One-hopper inside.
Nice job by Martin blocking that.
Yeah, like we mentioned, one gets away from any of these catchers, it's sure to be a big play. And this was going to be a chopper over to shortstop. Tyler Witt collects it, and this time puts a strong throw on time and on target to Archer Fuller, and that's going to retire the side with two runs being scored by the Bulldogs and one being left on. The Burton Panthers are going to get a chance to do some damage of their own in the bottom of the first inning. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Back here to Bastrop in the regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. And unfortunately, the Burton Panthers not off to an ideal start. They did a good job of limiting the damages with a couple of errors there in the first inning. They were allowed two runs, so as many runs as errors as they had. And we mentioned earlier in the pregame, that's how these games are going to go, is how many mistakes can you limit yourself to. And we see early on, you know, Burton Panthers, not going to speculate whether that's just jitters or it's a big game, so no doubt that these boys have a lot on their mind with this game, but not the ideal start. I'm sure Coach Taylor is going to let them know that and get them right back in the zone and get ready to come out and make up for it. Because something that we've seen from this team all year is they'll go down in the game, but they always fight back
hard. Yep. No quitting these boys.
Not at all. We've seen that time in and time out. Saw it as early as last week. So to start things off here in the bottom of the first, it's going to be Tyler Witt, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. Here's the first one. It's going to be a look like a sweeper there into that bottom outside corner. That's going to make it 0-1. And the next one, he's going to pop it out right side, foul territory. 0-2 now to Tyler Witt as he finds himself behind the count. And we saw, seeing some good power here from Titan Targak, the left-handed pitcher for Flatonia, who we were well aware of before this game even started. And that one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner again as you get a little bit of protest from the Burton fans, but plenty of cheers from the Flatonia Bulldog faithful. And that's going to be one up, one down for Titan Targak. That's Tyler Witt. And up next is going to be number four, Logan Tosta, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers.
He's got a battle, boys.
And we know they're going to do that as the first pitch to Logan Tosta is going to be a strike.
Targak is painting that corner.
He's got that outside corner very dialed in. And this is going to be on the inside, too far inside, says the umpire, even up the count at one. So 1-1, one out. Here's the pitch from Targak, and that was going to be too far on the outside and maybe even a little low, looking for that outside corner. Again, and he's going to miss it this time, 2-1. Here's a 2-1 pitch to Logan Tosta, and that one's going to be outside again, 3-1. Great job by Tosta here. Good eye, staying patient on the count, and he finds himself ahead of the count, 3-1, letting these these pitches outside of the strike zone, not chasing anything, staying disciplined. So let's see if he can make something happen with it here. You know Targat's going to give him something to swing at now. And he does just that, and it's going to be a chopper right to the shortstop, and Toss is trying to beat the throw, and the throw is going to take him off base. But good job there by the first baseman, Henry Vincic, of the Flatonia Bulldogs. The throw well outside takes him off the bag, but he good heads-up play to bring that glove back down with the ball in hand and tags Tosta at first base to get the second out of the inning. So that's two down now for the Burton Panthers, and now have had gone two batters up, two batters down. So looking to change that tone here with the third batter, Ryder Biggs, up. And he's going to pop this one out foul territory, right side, shallow, right over the dugout. And that one's going to get out of here for a simple foul ball, 0-1.
Come on, little Biggs, hit one.
And Ryder Biggs, a player that has done well all year hitting from that third position. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be down low near the dirt, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and he's going to get a hold of this one, but not just get slightly under it, and it's going to be 1-2 now with a foul ball straight back into the fence. And that one came with some pop on, as you saw some of the crowd there jump back in their seats. And he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. And Titan Targak has showed us here early where he wants to put these pitches. He keeps trying to paint that knee-high outside corner. And through one inning and three outs, he's done a good job of it so far. So the Burton Panthers get a look of what they're going to be facing. That's a three-up, three-down inning for the Flatonia Bulldogs. And we'll be back with the top of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
All right, back here at Bastrop before the top of the second inning, leading things off for the Bulldogs is going to be Diego Ramirez. And on the first pitch up high, he goes chasing one and checks his swing, but umpire says it went around. That's going to make it 0-1. Oh, we missed one pitch there. It's going to be 0-2 now on that swing and miss by Ramirez. And Eli Yeager tries to get him to chase another one high and outside, but
a little bit too high.
Not three times in a row, right?
I believe if he comes inside and high, he'll swing here again.
So now Eli Yeager ahead of the count, 1-2. Here's the pitch. Again, up and away there on the pitch. 2-2 now.
He got him set up for that breaking ball right now. Put him away.
So 2-2, one strike away from getting his first out here to kick off the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. And that one's going to be fouled back into the parking lot as you get the curious eyes looking over to make sure their cars are okay and safe over in the parking lot. And no glass, no alarms, we're good to go. parking lot very close to the field here in Bastrop.
Yeah. Very close.
So 2-2 pitch from Yeager, and one's going to be knee-high outside corner as Martin knew it right away. Pops up, throws it over for a little warm-up, and that's going to be the first strikeout of the evening for Eli Yeager. Comes on. Diego Ramirez catches him looking. Now that's going to bring up Blake Kessler, number 6 for the Flatonia Bulldogs. Right-handed batter against the lefty Yeager, and this is going to be popped up foul territory, too far to the foul territory, and that's going to be over the fence. And a little bit of a heart-stopping moment there as two little ones were running behind the bleachers there, and that one landed about 5 feet from them. So thankfully nothing happens there, and on to the next one, 0-1. And that one's going to be outside by Yeager, 1-1. And, you know, we've seen this from Yeager time and time again. He's trying to make them chase something, you know, making them be disciplined and in their swinging. He's already gotten a couple swings and misses. This was going to be a soft grounder to Biggs, who bobbles it a second, but able to put a throw to Archer Fuller. Left it a little high. Got some gasps here from the crowd on the Burton side, but good job by Archer Fuller. And the good thing he's a taller kid because he's able to stretch up. Took every inch of him there to get that one in.
Little big smiling over that 30. Taylor probably told him something a little bit.
He knows he got away with one there, but nonetheless, that's the second out of the inning and going to bring up the ninth batter in the order for the Bulldogs. That is Kaysen Perez, number 4, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. 1-0, here it is.
Attaboy.
1-1. Good job there by Eli Yeager. Come back with a strike after the ball. So two outs, 1-1, and a swing and a miss there, but he doesn't quite miss it. He got a piece of that one and put it down in the dirt, so that's going to make it 1-2 on the foul ball. So Eli Yeager finds himself ahead of the count here. He jumps ahead 1-2. Now he just needs one strike to get out of this inning and keep the lead at 2 for the Bulldogs and give his team a chance to respond. And he puts a curveball that just barely misses that outside corner.
It's a nice spot. Deuce is wild here. Let's finish him off here, Yeager.
Yep, we got 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, nobody on. Here's a pitch from Yeager. Swing and a miss there inside. Great pitch by Eli Yeager. Got him with some movement there and beautiful placement on that inside corner. And that's going to be a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers. 2-0 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. We'll be back with the bottom of the second inning with the Burton Panthers to bat after a word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Any way you want it, the way you need it.
All right, back here to Bastrop, where the We're just getting started for the bottom of the second inning with the Burton Panthers ready to lead things off. And after a 3-up, 3-down inning last time, they're going to look to get some runners on the bases here with Ruben Rodriguez to lead things off, number 8 right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And we saw Titan Targosh, you know, put some great stuff out there. He showed us that he can paint that out, that knee-high outside corner, and I'm sure he'll be looking to do the same here again. So let's see if the Burton Panthers can adjust here, starting with Ruben Rodriguez. Here's the first pitch. And that one left over the plate, just a little low in the strike zone, and that one's going to be 0-1.
He's getting that first pitch over for a strike, and something we might need to. I know Coach Taylor wants him to throw some pitches, but there's going to come a time that we're going to maybe have to set on that first pitch.
Next one's going to be outside for a ball, 1-1. And this is going to be a chopper, and Targosh gets it on the one hopper, flips it over to first base on target, and that's going to be the first out of the inning. One up, one down here for the Bulldogs as Ruben Rodriguez gets thrown out at first by pitcher Titan Targosh. And out comes number 14, Eli Yeager, for a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup at the plate. Lefty on lefty. Now here's the first pitch by Targosh, and that one right on that knee-high outside corner. He's shown us where he wants to put it. And puts it again there, 0-1. And it goes inside this time, but misses too far inside, 1-1. So down 2-0 here. The Burton Panthers just looking to get somebody on base, give themselves a chance to respond. And good job there by Yeager, stepping off, throw off the timing of Targosh, you know, make him think another second about that pitch. Here it is, and puts it on that knee-high outside corner yet again, painting it all day so far in these first two innings. So that makes the count 1-2 now with one out here in the bottom of the second, down two runs. Here's the pitch to Eli Yeager, and a swing and a miss there by Yeager on a breaking ball by Targosh. You know, got it to break right at the plate and just able to get Eli Yeager to go down swinging there. And that's going to be the second out of the inning. And up comes Braden Martin.
Have to shorten his swing up a little bit. Pretty good speed. Yeah. Put something in play.
He's got to get something in play. That two outs, and first pitch going to be right over the plate. Looked like that one was right down the middle there, right down the pipe.
Yeah. He's definitely challenging us on the first pitch, but
Braden Martin takes it for a strike.
You know, we got to stay the course. If Coach Taylor is working on that pitch count, which in the back of your mind you have to do to get him to throw quite a few pitches.
So that's 1-1 now with a ball outside. Next one's going to be, again, right over the plate, 1-2. I mean, he's definitely giving these batters something to swing at, almost daring them to swing it, but he's got plenty of power on that fastball. Like you mentioned earlier, the harder they throw, the further it goes, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and a wild pitch. That one gets well away from Targosh there.
Catcher didn't even move.
Didn't even try. He knew that one was sky high, and it goes all the way to the backstop without even bouncing.
If I'm the umpire, I think I talk to him a little bit because, you know, if that's a fastball and he's crossed up, he made no effort to get that.
2-2. And a swing and a miss there by number 13, Braden Martin. It's going to be another strikeout here for Targosh to end the inning. Another 3-up, 3-down inning for the Bulldogs if they've gotten to a dream of a start, does Targosh, the left-handed batter for the Bulldogs. That's six batters up, six batters down for him. And we'll be back with the top of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence.
Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here for the top of the third inning, it's going to be the Platonia Bulldogs up to bat now with Eli Yeager on the mound for the Panthers. It's a 2-0 game in favor of the Bulldogs right now, and it's back to the top of the lineup with number two left-handed batter Beck Zimmerman for the Bulldogs. His last time out, he was thrown out 4-3. Here's first pitch by Yeager, and that was going to be right back at Yeager, right to his left side and into center field, and that's going to be a single to lead things off for Beck Zimmerman. And now that brings us to Titan Targosh, the starting pitcher for the Bulldogs. And his last time out was able to get on an error from second base, Logan Tosta, and able to score a run off that error.
Have to keep him pretty close at first. There he goes.
And he shows bunt, and here comes the steal attempt. And this throw is going to be, looked like the throw was on time, but the tag was not from Tosta. And that's going to be a stolen second base by Beck Zimmerman. Maybe a little high on the throw there from
just a little.
Mark.
He had it there, and then the runner slid past the bag, but Tosta didn't have time to get back down on him and tag him.
So as we see there, that's another stolen base from the Bulldogs, and 1-0 count now to Titan Targosh. Still debating on the pronunciation here. And that one's going to be a strike there on that knee-high outside corner to Targosh. I apologize, it's actually 0-2 to Targosh. Two strikes here. 0-2 count, here it is, and that one's going to be fouled back right over the bleachers as you see some of the Flatonia crowd ducking, thinking that ball was coming right for them. Saw a couple of people trying to make a play there.
Yeah. He stayed back. He stayed with that curveball. That's a good breaking ball by Yeager. Yeah.
And this is going to be a grounder. Great job by Tosta to sprint over to his left-hand side. Read that one. A soft grounder into that second base hole. Does not get past Tosta. And that's going to be the first out of the inning as he flips it to Archer Fuller for the first out.
Nice play by Tosta in the hole. Now they got a runner on third with one out.
And that's going to bring up number 12, Henry Vincic, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. His last time out did get on base with a single. And scored
nice.
The second run of the game. And a great job there by Eli Yeager. Nice breaking ball catches that. Knee-high inside corner, 0-1.
Two. Yes, sir.
And well, to get ahead of the count there, jumps ahead now 0-2 with another nice pitch there by Eli Yeager, showing a great job of being able to throw strikes early and often here.
We could sure use a K right here.
And that one's just going to be a hair low. Great job by Braden Martin to get in front of it. With a runner on third base, that could have been a disastrous play there. But great job by Braden Martin to look out for his pitcher there. Gets in front of it, and no harm, no foul. 1-2 now. And this one's going to be a chopper right down that third base line that gets past Ryder Biggs, and that's going to score number two, Beck Zimmerman now. That's going to make it a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. And you can see Ryder Biggs out there just a little frustrated with himself. That one got under his glove.
Yeah, he thought he should have made that play.
It was a chopping ground ball out there. It was a low bouncer and gets past him in the left field, scores a run. That's an RBI single there for Henry Vincic. That's now twice in a row. And up comes Tripp Bowling, who his last time out had a RBI triple in the first inning. And he takes the first one down low for a ball, 1-0.
Find that zone, Jagger. You can do it.
He's shown no. And that one down the third base line, it's going to have eyes on it. It stays just barely fair down the third base line. And, I mean, just a textbook hit down that third base line there from Tripp Bowling. Not much Ryder Biggs could have done there as he fully stretches out, but it was right on the line, and he was cheating inside a little bit. So that one gets past him, and that's going to now put runners on first and second. Good job in left field by Matt Raymer to cut it off and prevent any more damage getting runners on the corners. But with runners on first and second, here's Udi Manzano, designated hitter and right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. He's going to take the first one upstairs for a ball, 1-0. And his last time out did fly out to second base.
Could use a ground ball here and turn a double play.
And a ground ball to Ryder Biggs. He's going to step on the bag and throw it over
that
first.
Boy.
And he's going to get exactly that, a 5-3 double play there by Ryder Biggs. Great job there after an inning where they were going at him, hitting it down that third base line. He gets a double play to end the inning. But the Burton Panthers did allow one more run, so that's 3-0 Bulldogs. And we'll be back with the bottom of the third inning with the Burton Panthers and a chance to answer back here. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call, 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
You've always dreamed of building a barn dominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, back for the bottom of the third inning after the Burton Panthers allowed a one run in the top of the third. Ryder Biggs made a great play there with a 5-3 double play, stepping on the bag for the force out and throwing it over to first, and a great scoop by Archer Fuller on the double play. They're able to stop the damage at one run in the third. So now down 3 runs to none. They're going to be looking to respond here. Leading things off is going to be number 12, Brady Griffin, one of the seniors on this Burton Panthers baseball team. Right-handed batter against the lefty Titan Targosh. And Targosh going to put a breaking ball past him in, low in the strike zone for an 0-1 count and lead things off here. And very quickly puts another one, and that one's going to stay fair.
But
the umpire is going to say that did not catch the chalk in right field down that first base line, and that's going to be a heartbreaker there, as looked like they were going to lead things off with a little momentum here, but now it's an 0-2 count back to the plate. Umpire comes out, has a talk with Targosh, and gets back, gives him a new ball and gets back into his umpire zone.
That was close by Brady.
That was about as close as it gets there. That one looking for some eyes, but came up blind.
That's it. A good one.
0-2, and that one's going to be fouled straight back into the backstop. Gets a couple spectators there behind home plate to jump up in their seats, making sure they're awake.
We both know about that whiplash, don't we?
Oh, we sure do.
You wanted to forget that, didn't you?
Yeah, I dare say that I jumped out of my seat during that softball game. Just wasn't paying attention, but you know, they were there to keep me on my toes, if you would. So 1-2 now here, as this pitch is left upstairs or for a ball, 1-2.
Attaboy, Brady.
Yep, great job there by Brady Griffin. Just going to step off the plate here, take a couple practice swings, take his time out, and just throw off the rhythm, hopefully, of Targosh here. And you can see Brady just doing what he can to disrupt them, you know, kind of up in the plate a little bit. And here's the pitch, and that one in the dirt. And it's going to get past the catcher, but flipped over to first base for the second out of the inning. So that's two up, two down here for the Bulldogs, and up comes Houston Hody, number 18 right-handed batter, designated hitter for the Burton Panthers, looking to avoid their third 3-up, 3-down inning. And first one's going to be a strike low in the zone, 0-1. And next one's going to be a swing and a miss there by Hody. Chases one upstairs. One that you know he wishes he could have back there.
Yeah, it was kind of half swing, but you got to keep hacking.
So with two outs, here's the 0-2 pitch, and another swing and a miss there by Houston Hody. And Titan Targosh continues to come out with some absolute beauties of pitches out here. That's the second out of the inning. And
I'll bring up Raymer.
That's going to bring up Matt Raymer, but you got to think that the Burton Panthers just need to get a man on base, and that'll create the momentum that they need. But so far, Titan Targosh has had these batters' numbers.
He's right around that strike zone on every pitch, and very confident young man on their mound.
So with two out, here's the 1-1 count now to Matt Raymer.
Come on, Matt, get you one.
Targosh takes his time to step up to the plate, step up on the mound. And here is the 1-1 pitch. And a swing and a miss there by Matt Raymer on a breaking ball that broke low right on time for Targosh. So that's going to make it 1-2. One, two pitch from Targosh, and a swing and a miss there by Matt Raymer. That's another 3-up, 3-down inning for Targosh and the Bulldogs. And this one comes with 3 straight strikeouts. And again, still a 3-0 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs, with the Bulldogs coming out with 3 straight 3-up, 3-down innings from their pitcher, Titan Targosh. And we'll be back with the top of the 4th inning after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
And as we get started here in the top of the fourth inning, you hear the cheers there. That's going to be from the Burton crowd as Tyler Witt just turned in a great play there on the one hopper over to him in shortstop. He flips it over to Archer Fuller in first base, and that's going to be a first out of this inning very quickly here. That's Yandel Manzano being thrown out 6-3. And next batter up is going to be Diego Ramirez. His last time out, he was struck out, caught looking by Eli Yeager. And on the first pitch, he's going to foul it left side, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one's going to be foul territory left side. They're going to hustle over, but that one's going to be well into the bullpen there as you see one of the ball boys for Burton sprint over to go get it. So now 0-2, great job here by Yeager to get ahead of this one. Finds himself well ahead 0-2 with already one out. Here's the pitch, and a beautiful breaking ball there. Just nasty stuff there from Eli Yeager. I mean, that thing had to have about a foot of movement on it the way it broke at the plate and absolutely fools Diego Ramirez for another strikeout.
Yeager's holding his own here. We got to figure something out. We need to get this batter here and get in there and try to put something in play.
Yeah, no doubt Eli Yeager has not disappointed at all.
No.
I'm sure Coach Taylor wanted him out there, you know, both lefty pitchers here. And he's going to put this one inside, and that's on number 6, Blake Kessler, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. So Yeager already has a 3-of-3 down inning of his own, wants to get another one here, and this one, a breaking ball, is going to stay a little too high on him there. That's going to make it a 3-0 count now to Kessler.
Battle all the way back here, Eli.
Yes, after finding himself well ahead of last count, he finds himself well behind this one. The 3-0 with two outs.
Attaboy.
And you see Kessler there was just going to take it the whole way. He didn't even move in the batter's box, and Eli Yeager does his job and puts it on that knee-high outside corner for strike number 1. 3-1, here's the pitch.
2.
And
left
that
it up
one
a little.
Just a little too high for the umpire's liking there. You can see some of the Burton faithful do disagree, but it's all up to the umpire. He says too high, so no cigar, and that's going to make it a walk. And here's a good stat for Eli Yeager, that you're here in the top of the fourth inning, and that is his first walk of the game.
He's been doing a good job being around the plate.
No doubt.
The top of our top four hitters for them, they're going to put it in play.
And on the first pitch of the next batter, Logan Tosta tracking it the whole way and all the way from his second base position, sprints over in front of the Bulldog dugout and makes a tremendous
also playing foul territory to get the third out and retire this side for a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers. And that's 3-0 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. But the Burton Panthers will have a chance to respond when we come back for the bottom of the fourth inning.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohheim Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, as we come back for the bottom of the fourth inning. Great play there by Logan Tosta to end the top of the fourth defensively for the Burton Panthers. Sprints all the way from his second base position to make a tremendous catch in foul territory down the first base line. And what were you saying there, Daryl, before the break?
He definitely doesn't run and get his speed from his daddy, I guarantee you that. Yeah. All right, Witt, let's lead it off here, buddy. Let's make something happen.
So we're back to the top of the lineup here with Tyler Witt, right-handed batter for the Panthers against the lefty Targosh. And as you see there from Targosh, I mean, he's got that sweeper that just goes side to side, and he puts that one on that knee-high outside corner beautifully there again. And on the next one, tries to do the same with a breaking ball but doesn't get it there, 1-1. And that seems to be his favorite pitch, is that right-to-left sweeper on that outside corner. And this is going to be in foul territory down the right side as everybody makes sure there's no kids running around back there again in danger of getting a baseball to the noggin like we saw earlier almost happen.
Come on, Witt, battle here.
So now 1-2, Tyler Witt falls slightly behind the count. Yeah, good job there by Tyler Witt. He's going to step off, throw off the rhythm of Targosh. You saw he waited right till he was set before he stepped off. He knows what he's doing with his mind games, and let's see if it pays off here with the 1-2 pitch. And
boot it.
A fumble by
Sturgeon,
and Tyler Witt is going to be able to beat the throw to first base. And for the first time today, the Burton Panthers get a man on base. And is that the momentum that they need as they lead off this bottom of the fourth inning with a, honestly, what was an error there by the third baseman of the...
Did he give him an error?
I don't have the stats in front of me.
I see on the board, I guess he did.
Yeah, he did bobble that completely. Didn't drop it just by chance, but that allowed Tyler Witt, and I'll tell you what, Daryl, we'll take it how we can get it right now.
Toss to get this ball down.
And
do your job.
Toss to after his great defensive play. Let's see what he can do here at the plate. He's going to show bunt, and he's going to take this one well below the knees, 1-0.
Maybe him having to go from the stretch here also, that's a little different. We're already in the bottom of four, and he hadn't gone from the stretch yet. We both know that wasn't his best move to first.
So 1-0 here.
Come on, Witt, push this baby to first. Step out.
Logan Toss is going to take the first one upstairs, and Not usually that not listening to Daryl works out for you, but he doesn't listen to Daryl on that one and doesn't step out of the batter's box. If he gets one upstairs, it pays off. 2-0 count. He finds himself ahead here.
I'll take two balls.
Well, I'm just glad they listened to you on that double play earlier, Daryl.
Yeah. Only Rim Rollins once so far tonight. That up, baby.
Beautiful bunt right down the first baseline. It is going to be thrown out at first, but it does his job. Great sacrifice squeeze there by Tosta. And that's going to get Tyler Witt to second base in scoring position. Only the first out of the inning, so exactly what Coach Thaler wanted there.
All right, little Biggs, come on now.
And that's going to bring up Ryder Biggs, number three right-handed batter for the Panthers.
A lot of room out there in right center. Hit one over there.
And you see the confidence wavering maybe a little bit now for Targosh as he now sees a runner on first. Gives him something to focus on as you can see him staring. A runner on second now, staring back at second, and puts one well inside, almost hits Ryder Biggs with that one. You got to think maybe he was a little too focused on second base there.
Yep.
He took a long stare down at second base. Nonetheless, 1-0 here. And Ryder Biggs, his last time out, did strike out. Looking to change that tune, and he's going to take this one's going to be a knee high inside corner with some jeers from the crowd. 1-1.
Come on, Biggs.
1-1 count with one out here, and Biggs is going to step off the plate here. I believe this was initiated by the pitcher, though. Thinks he needs a second.
Yep.
Not his best pitches we've seen so far. But we'll take that. Here's Ryder Biggs getting ready for it. Targosh going to look back at second. Not spent too much time there. He's going to put one.
Get over. Come
right
on.
Over the
Come
head
on.
Of the first baseman.
Come on.
Down comes Tyler Witt. He's going to slide in. Uh-oh. He's going to go in standing up.
That up, baby.
On the throw, that's going to allow Ryder Biggs to get the second base. And with only one out, that puts a runner on second here for Burton Panthers. And more importantly, puts a run up on the board as Tyler Witt comes in standing up to make it a 3-1 ball game. Still Bulldogs, but the Burton Panthers have answered here, Daryl.
Getting that first run, getting that confidence of putting this ball in play. You know, he hasn't been as sharp going from the stretch. We need to sure plate this second run, make it a little tighter, make him pinch a little bit more.
Yeah, as soon as we saw that chopper down the first baseline, just barely get over the glove of the first baseman, Henry Vincic, you saw the eyes of Tyler Witt. They blew up, and he knew he was going all the way home no matter what.
They were going to throw Tyler out at the plate.
And he does exactly that. Didn't even have to slide. Goes in standing up. And now with another runner in scoring position, that's Ryder Biggs at second. Here is Ruben Rodriguez batting in the cleanup spot, so exactly who you want with a runner in scoring position. Here's the first one, and that one's going to be downstairs for a ball 1-0. And now we're seeing Targosh start to waver a little bit. He came out red hot, and now it's always that case of momentum,
yep.
Right? Burton's able to get a little momentum on the board, and now Targosh maybe double thinking a little bit.
Come on, Ruben.
One-o pitch, and Ruben Rodriguez takes a swing and a miss there, 1-1. Not shy to swing at that one. Gave it everything he had, just a little bit off on the trajectory.
You can do this, Ruben. Give me a base hit here.
1-1 pitch, and that one fouled back over the fence and into the parking lot, and everybody's going to do the same old routine, turn around, go check their car. I think everybody kept a close eye on where they parked here today because that parking lot is literally directly behind the press box here.
Yes, sir. Ruben, you got a battle here, buddy.
Nonetheless, that finds Ruben Rodriguez slightly behind the count now, 1-2. After the foul ball, here's the 1-2 pitch, and he's going to put a chopper that's going to get to the shortstop. Can he beat the throw?
Yes!
Yes, he will, because the shortstop, Blake Kessler, puts it on a run hopper to first base, and that's going to give Ruben Rodriguez the exact opportunity he needs to get to first and pushes Ryder Biggs to third. So now runners on the corners, for the Burton Panthers, down only two runs, and up comes number 14, Eli Yeager. Lefty on lefty batting matchup between the two pitchers here.
Coach coming out the top.
Yeah, coach not liking what he sees from Targosh. He sees Targosh starting to lose some of that confidence. You know, he came out here with tremendous confidence, I have to say. You and I were both really impressed with the stuff that he was giving to these Burton Panthers. But the Burton Panthers, like we said in the beginning, always a team that's going to fight back. Coach Thaler is that kind of coach. He's always going to have his team believing in themselves and not letting the game get away from them. They did have a couple errors earlier, but able to minimize the damage, and now they find themselves in a great opportunity to get right back into this. Down 3-1, they've already scored a run in this inning, and with runners on the corners, down only two runs, and Eli Yeager, a very strong batter at the plate, you gotta love their chances.
Gotta be smart here. This catcher has a gun, been watching him when he warms up, so this first and third situation here, we don't want to get picked off, and we don't want to get thrown out at the plate.
Ooh, and that one goes right by the head of Eli Yeager.
Yeager showed bunt there.
1-0.
It wasn't a suicide squeeze. It might have been just a safety bunt to try to get that there. Great idea by Thaler.
1-0 here. And there goes the runner to second. And just caught Targosh sleeping there. Targosh just took his high, just too focused on the batter there, and off goes Reuben.
He almost got him to balk, though. See, if he wouldn't have stepped back off of that rubber, he had him a balk, and we score that other run.
So 1-0 after the steal, and a swing and a miss there by Eli Yeager. 1-1 count now.
Come on, Yeager, help yourself right here. Put it out there in left field. Base hit scores you two. You can do it.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Yeager trying to bunt it down the third baseline. Would have been a beauty, but just goes a little bit too far to the left on him.
Didn't give himself up. He kept the bat back a little bit. Otherwise, Little Biggs could have walked home. The third baseman was way back. Now we got a two-strike count here.
And you know, Darrell, that's something that's going to frustrate Coach Thaler, because the number one rule of a bunt attempt is you got to get that bat where?
Out front.
In front of the plate. And he just failed to do that on that one.
That'll,
a nice little chopper and the throw to first.
That'll play! Oh, my God! And he's got a play to come in.
And that's going to tie this ball game up as Targosh just throws it right over the head of his catcher. And after allowing the runner at third, Ryder Biggs to score, the error allows Ruben Rodriguez to come around third and score as well to tie up the ball game after his stolen base. And you got to be thinking what's going on in the pitcher's mind now, because that play was all on him there.
And little dog didn't cover home. He got mad at himself. They're in his head right now. We need to take advantage. We got little Modest running at second for a lot of speed there.
And we've seen that time and time all year. Isaac Modest is a hustle player. Yeah. He's going to give it his all on every opportunity he gets, and he comes in to courtesy run at second base.
Keep working here. Come on, Martin. Atta boy. Hey, we're in his head right now.
We sure are.
Hey, let's push this run across.
So in one inning, the Burton Panthers are able to get back into this game 3-3. 2-2 count here to Martin. Now he's going to be inside. You can see the body language there by Targosh. Yeah. He is absolutely frustrated. We've seen, I'd say, two or three mental errors from him only in this inning. He has been solid as a rock all game, and in this inning has just gotten a little bit away from him.
Pitchers that are used to dominating at this level, they're not used to people putting the ball in play on them and making things happen. So you can get in their head real quick. Right now we're in there.
So now it's a full count to Braden Martin with only one out and a runner in scoring position at second. That was going to be popped up. Targosh is going to point at it. And a little bit of miscommunication in the infield, but they're going to call everybody off. Great job there by number 18 of the of the Bulldogs. That's Diego Ramirez, kind of takes control of the situation, calls everybody on, says, I got it, because you saw they were kind of arguing over who was going to get it there. So great job. And I think the biggest thing that the Burton Panthers are doing here to Targhaus to get back into this game, they're making him be a fielder.
Yes. I'm telling you, bunting the ball, you got to field it, you got to throw it, as we saw, and then you got to catch it.
So now with two outs, that brings up Brady Griffin, right-handed batter. He's going to take the first one for a strike.
Come on, 12. Let Mata score. Let him use them wheels. Chase it.
Yeah, he definitely chased one there, and that's going to make a 0-2 count now. With two outs, after allowing the Burton Panthers to get back into this ball game, Targhaus finds himself one strike away from stopping the damage there and getting out of this inning. Here's the next pitch, and great job there by Brady Griffin battling this at bat, puts one foul over the fence. Keep it 0-2 now.
Come on, Brady.
If he puts it over that plate, he's got to be swinging here, Brady. Here's the next pick by Targhaus, and that one's going to be fouled off again. Great job by Brady Griffin, just recognizing when he's trying to put one in that strike zone, not letting it just get past him. He's going to make him earn this last strike.
Had a battleless curveball right here. You got to think he's going to see a curveball with an 0-2, unless they're going to go even further outside.
Yes, sir. And runner in scoring, and runner at second in scoring position represents the lead here for the Burton Panthers. And that one inside is going to be way too far inside. 1-2 now.
Come on, Brady. Win this battle, buddy.
He is doing a great job of battling here. Let's see who's going to get the upper hand. And on that very next pitch, on a breaking ball by Targhaus, Brady Griffin's going to swing and miss, but the Burton Panthers are right back into this ball game. You know, we've seen a couple of errors there from the Bulldogs now. I believe they're up to 5 errors on the game now. So we were talking about earlier, who's going to make more errors, and now the Bulldogs have jumped in front with those errors. And the surprising thing is, after doing such a good job on the mound, Targhaus makes a few mental errors in that one, and that's what allows the Burton Panthers to get back into this one. So great job by the Burton Panthers to fight back into this one. Tied 3-3. We'll be back for the top of the fifth inning.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, back here for the top of the fifth inning, and we got ourselves a ball game, folks, as the Burton Panthers have tied this back up at 3, and now it's the Flatonia Bulldogs leading things off, and it's going to be back to the top of the lineup here. Number 2, Beck Zimmerman, left-handed batter for the Bulldogs. His last time out had a single and scored the only run of the third inning. And he's behind. He's ahead of the count here, 2-1, but Eli Yeager does a great job, puts a curveball on that knee-high outside corner to even things up at 2 now.
Let's go, Eli. Make a play here, Red. It's huge that we get this lead off, and if we can hold them here to no runs.
And that one's going to be well high and inside. Zimmerman has to get clear of that one, almost hits him right in the helmet there, but...
curveball didn't break for him.
Did not break for him. We've seen that from both sides here today, as Targosh has had a couple that like that. So now full count here to Zimmerman. Here's Yeager with a full count pitch and a check swing there by Zimmerman. Great discipline there to hold off on that one. Eli Yeager puts it outside, and that's going to be a walk for Yeager. So Beck Zimmerman gets to first base on a walk. And that's how we lead things off here in the top of the fifth inning. Up next is going to be Titan Targosh. His last time out was thrown out 4-3. And he was a key part in Burton coming back in that third inning with a couple of errors on his own. Pickoff attempt there by Eli Yeager. And I got to say, Darryl, a little bit of a lazy pickoff attempt there.
Yeah, not his best move either. But you have to keep this cat close. He stole a while ago. They're looking to run, and
I believe he's stolen twice.
I believe Targosh can handle a bat pretty good also. We need to get an out here. Right
and
center.
That one's going to be up
Come
high,
on, break,
five
over
ball,
a Griffin
right,
hit.
And that's going to take a one-hopper over to the wall. Around third comes the runner, and he's going to score to give the Bulldogs a lead, and that's going to be a triple, RBI triple for Titan Targosh, and he makes up for his mistakes in the top of the in the bottom of the fourth inning with a great play at the plate here at with the bat in his hand to now give them the lead again 4-3. You see Titan Targosh over there pumped up about that. That'll do something for your confidence.
Yeah, he hit that ball a long way. Not the answer we were looking for in this inning.
So now with the huddle by Coach Thaler over at the mound, because now it's no outs, runner on third, and you've given up a lead here, now 4-3 in favor of the Bulldogs. Coach Thaler just knows they have to play close to perfect in this inning to avoid anything else from happening here, because not only that, Darryl, that was the second RBI triple of the game.
Yeah.
We had... Trip Bowling earlier in the first inning have an RBI triple, so
looks like we're going to keep the infield back.
Certainly at no fault of the Panthers, because they're just well hit balls out in the center to right field.
Even if Brady got a good jump, because he got a late jump on that, he couldn't have caught it. One hop the wall.
Yeah.
A little shocked we didn't bring the infield in right here.
So here comes Henry Vincic, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs, and great job there by Eli Yeager. Puts it on that knee-high outside corner. 0-1. Jumps ahead of the count here. And his last time out, Henry Vincic, his last two times out has had singles, so
Taylor,
looking to break up the hitting streak here for him.
Taylor got my ESPN going. Base
and
hit.
And that one's
going
to be a base hit out into the center field, and Titan Targosh is going to jog into home to score another run here for the Bulldogs. And just as the Burton Panthers were able to jump back into this game 3-3, it's now 5-3 in the top of the fifth inning in favor of the Bulldogs. And still no outs on the board here for the Panthers is the most concerning part.
Yes. Double play candidate here, but I believe this young man, wasn't he the one that hit the hit and run a while ago?
Trip Bowling is up now, and he had a single his last time out, and he had the triple, the RBI triple on his in the first inning. So he definitely has an ability to put this ball in play. First one well outside by Yeager there. Good job by Martin to catch that one. Had to outstretch completely to his right, so good job to get in front of it, keep it from going to the backstop and advancing the runner to second. So with the runner on first, here's the 1-0 pitch.
Track.
And great job by Eli Yeager. Gets it on that knee-high inside corner. 1-1. And Yeager just needs an out here to get on the back on the track here.
Come on, throw that double play ball here.
And this is going to be a bunt down the third baseline. Ryder Biggs tries to one-hand it barehandedly and does not get it. It falls out of his hand, and that's going to put another runner on for the Bulldogs. And I believe we're going to count that one as an error for the Burton Panthers.
Come on, boys, find it out here. Get it back together.
So now the runner's on first and second. Up comes Udi Manzano. And he's going to try a bunt, too, and he's going to lay it down the first base line, get it over to Archer Fuller, and that's going to be the first out of the inning, but it does its job, advances the runners to second and third, and you got to think that's exactly what the Flatonia coach wanted. So now with runners at second and third with only one out, up comes the other Manzano, Yandel Manzano. Looks like we got brothers batting back-to-back in the lineup for the Bulldogs.
Gotta think here that he might, the way they're bunting the ball, we have the infield in, that he might try to.
And Yandel, his last two times out, has been thrown out 6-3. Daryl, you feeling a double play here?
I wish I could get one, a line out and pick him off, but I just need a strikeout.
Well, he's a doing a good job, gets ahead of the count 0-1, and out after a foul ball, now 0-2. So on his way to one here is Eli Yeager with an 0-2 count.
Come on, Eli, finish him off.
So Eli Yeager trying to prevent Yandel Manzano from getting to base for the first time today. And a beautiful breaking ball there just barely misses that upper outside corner, and that's going to make it 1-2 now. Here's a 1-2, and that was going to be popped up in a foul territory right into the bleachers. And we had a few young ladies there. It looks like a group of eight of them, that it was coming right for them. They were able to get out right in time as it clangs off the bleachers there. And you can see they're laughing about it because they know that I don't think either one of them had an interest in making a play on that ball.
No, sir.
But now 1-2 after the foul ball. Manzano stays alive here. That's Yandel Manzano. And a breaking ball there by Yeager is going to pick it up, flip it to first base on the one hopper right to him, and that's going to be two outs now.
Big out.
The runners stay put, and that's going to make it two outs here in the bottom of the and the top of the fifth inning. The Bulldogs are up 5-3, and they have runners on second and third, and up comes Diego Ramirez, but Eli Yeager, with a good track record so far, has struck him out twice, once looking and once swinging. So let's see if he can repeat that here.
Don't relax here, boys. We got to get this third one.
One more out gets him out of this inning. He's going to put the first one outside, 1-0. That's a left-handed batter in Diego Ramirez for the Bulldogs. So that's a lefty-on-lefty matchup, always benefiting the pitcher there. Let's see if Eli Yeager can take advantage of his advantage. 1-1 does just that, catches that knee-high outside corner on the very next pitch. You can hear the Flatonia crowd really getting into it now as they've taken momentum back from this game. Burton definitely did their job in getting momentum in that fourth inning with a three-run inning, but now with two runs of their own to respond and take the lead by two, the Bulldogs are looking to step on the gas, and the Burton Panthers are looking to end this right here, right now. And that's going to be a chopper. Eli Yeager is going to get past him, get past Logan Tosta, and that's going to be another run. 6-3 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. And that, I don't think we can call it anything but an error after it gets past the glove of the pitcher, Yeager, and right out of the, in and out of the glove of Tosta to allow another run. That's Henry Vincic for the Bulldogs. Now it's 6-3, and again, the Panthers find themselves in a three-run hole again.
Time that ball just doesn't bounce your way.
And that one definitely did that. Just looked like it was bouncing away from both fielders the whole way and just barely gets away from both of them. So now with two outs and runners on the corners, it's Blake Kessler. And that one, a chopper to Yeager. He's able to collect it, flip it over to first. Routine play, much more routine than the last one. And that's going to limit the damage at three runs here in the top of the fifth inning as the Bulldogs are able to reclaim their three-run lead. And we'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Burton Panthers will have a chance to answer back when we get back after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
If you've ever lost someone close to you, you know how important compassion is in a difficult time.
At the ceremony, their warmth and kindness meant everything to me.
Just that little extra kindness and consideration that makes the moment easier. Our caring staff will help you make your plans with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
All right, here we come for the bottom of the fifth inning. After the Burton Panthers were able to overcome a three-run lead, they gave up another three-run lead and find themselves in a three-run hole to the Bulldogs, and another chance to answer back here. The Bulldogs answered back in their own way with three runs after allowing three runs in the bottom of the fourth to the Panthers. And now the Panthers are going to look to create a little bit more of that magic here. Up first is going to be Houston Hody for the Panthers. And that one's going to be up high and away from Targosh.
Now he's probably feeling pretty good about himself on the mound after hitting that shot and stuff, but got to make him work. Make him throw you a strike, Houston.
And now Targosh comes out with two balls in a row. Good discipline by Houston Hody to not chase those. And here's a 2-0 pitch and a sweeper on the upside, up in that zone. 2-1 now with a nasty pitch there by Targosh. And next one's going to be on that knee-high inside corner as he starts to find his strike zone again. And now 2-2 to Houston Hody. Last time out, did get struck out swinging, and that's how he's going to go out this time again. So now that's two strikeouts to Houston Hody. And that's going to be the first out of the inning for the Burton Panthers. Up next is going to be Matt Raymer. Also struck out his last time out. He's going to take the first one, swing and a miss, 0-1.
Come on, Matt. put this ball in play and run.
And two pitches, two strikes there from Raymer. Another swing and a miss by, another swing and a miss by Raymer makes it two pitches, two strikes for Targosh. He's got one up, one down already. And now Matt Raymer finds himself well behind the count, 0-2. And Targosh is going to give him something to chase outside. Good job there by Matt Raymer, staying disciplined. Watch that one go by, 1-2. And this is going to be popped up into the infield as Targosh gets called off. Up comes Ramirez, third baseman for the Bulldogs to make the catch. And that's going to be two up, two down now for the Bulldogs. And the Burton Panthers are down to their last out of the inning.
Back to the top of the order with Witt.
So here comes Tyler Witt, who got the scoring started in that fourth inning for the Panthers. Looking to breathe some life into this team again. Here's the first pitch. That one going to be in the dirt, and one that Tyler Witt honestly chased there on a breaking ball by Targosh. Plenty of movement there. Gets Witt to chase it, and a swing and a miss, 0-1.
Come on, Tyler.
And next one's going to make it 1-1 as he leaves his pitch outside of the strike zone. And that one's going to be too low for the liking of the umpire on the breaking ball by Targosh. That's going to make it now a 2-1 count as Witt jumps ahead of the count here. But Targosh able to bounce back with a strike on that knee-high outside corner, 2-2.
All right, Witt.
So now two balls, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on base. Tyler Witt looking to give the Burton Panthers a base runner here. And that one's going to get very far away from Targosh. Puts this one about 5-6, maybe even 7 feet ahead, over the head of the catcher. Catcher doesn't even try to get it, and that's the second one we've seen from Targosh, and he is a strong pitcher, but if there's anything we've seen him struggle with has been the fielding whenever the ball gets put into play with him and that command. He just maybe tries to put a little too much power behind it, and it gets away from him because it looks like fastballs that are getting away from him well up high. So full count here, and a great job there by Tyler Witt to foul this one back, stay alive in the count.
Keep battling up there, Witt. Come on, buddy. We need you on.
And that's going to be a ball from Targosh there. And, he's been a bit streaky here. It looks like once he starts to second-guess himself, the mental mistakes start to happen, and that one was exactly that. After he sees that pitch get well away from him, you got to think that he was just double guessing on that one, and now that's going to make it put Tyler Witt on first with a walk, and up comes Logan Tosta, whose last time out did a great sacrifice squeeze to get things started for the Panthers. Let's see what Coach Thaler has up his sleeve for Tosta now. And we see that sweeper again from Targosh. With that side-to-side movement, catches that knee-high outside corner. Oh-one count, and that one's going to be in the dirt, even things up at one. So now 1-1 with two outs and a runner on first. That's Tyler Witt on first. Logan Tosta looking to put another runner on here.
Try to make something happen here. Back.
And a pickoff attempt at first base. Tyler Witts, they're going to be nowhere close. So we're just going to get that ball back to the mound. And stays 1-1.
Come on, little Tosta.
Tyler Witts saw that one coming in the whole way, don't you think, Daryl?
Yep. That still wasn't his best move back.
And again, they're going to do a pickoff attempt. And it looks like Coach over for Flatonia just wants to keep Tyler Witt second guess. He doesn't want an easy steal attempt. As we saw last inning, it was a very easy steal attempt from Ruben Rodriguez. He got to second base standing up. Coach just keeping his pitcher Targosh alert there. And great job by Tosta. Takes this one well inside 2-1.
Kind of in his head again. We could use a wild pitch here. 2-1 count. Tosta ahead. Two outs.
So 2-1 with two outs and a runner on first. This one's going to be a chopper down the second base. Can Tosta beat the throw? No, he cannot. Almost there. Bang, bang, play. Good job there by the shortstop, second baseman Trip Bowling of the Bulldogs to get the throw in time to first. So the Burton Panthers are going to leave a runner on first and don't score a run there in the bottom of the fifth inning. So still a 6-3 ball game in favor of the Bulldogs. We'll be back with the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Kenjuratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjuratile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjuratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjuratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All right, we're back here to Bastrop, top of the sixth inning, with the Bulldogs with a three-run lead against the Burton Panthers. That's a 6-3 ball game. And Eli Yeager on the mound. First one was a
play by Biggs.
Right on time for a tremendous play by Ryder Biggs. That one, a line drive, looked like it was going to sneak out into left field, but Ryder Biggs fully extended in the third base position, able to get it on his glove, and that's going to be the first out of the inning on the second pitch from Eli Yeager. So quick out there for the Burton Panthers. Can't ask for a better start for them here, huh, Darryl?
He hit that ball on the nose. Now we're back at the top of the order here. Got to work hard here, boys. Can't give up no more runs.
And this is going to be fouled back. 0-1 as Eli Yeager jumps ahead of the count. As we wait for them to collect that ball. And the batter up is going to be left-handed batter at the top of the lineup, Zimmerman, for the Bulldogs. He's going to put a ground ball right to Logan Tosta. Logan Tosta puts it right on the money over to Fuller at first base. And that's going to be the second out of the inning. So just four pitches in, and we have two outs. Great start here for the Panthers. And up comes Targosh, who last time out, I mean, he had that huge RBI triple.
This would be big if we could go three up, three down.
Would be huge for the momentum of this game. So he's going to foul this one right side, 0-1.
Let's go, look, Yeager.
And you see Yeager wanting to get the best of this pitcher matchup.
Here it is.
Yes, sir.
And that one, a beautiful breaking ball, and a 1-1 count now as it just barely misses the top of the strike zone. You can see the face on some of these Burton fans. They just do not like that call one bit. They felt that he did enough to break it in time. But nonetheless, 1-1. Here's a pitch from Jaeger, and that one's going to be inside. So 2-1 now. With two outs, Jaeger just needs one more out to get out of this one with a 3-up, 3-down inning.
Hitter's pitch here. We got to get ready to play some D.
2-1, here it is, and a check swing there by Targosh. Umpire is going to check with the linesman with the umpire at first base, and umpire is going to say that's safe. He checked it in time, and it did look like that from up here, so no harm, no foul. 3-1 count now, and that means Eli Jaeger is going to have to give him something to swing at here.
Martin might have came up a little bit early out of his crouch there, and
right on that knee-high outside corner, you see Targosh was already trying to take his base, but the umpire says, no, no, sir, that caught the corner. Get back in the batter's box because it's a full count now.
Come on, Eli.
So Eli Jaeger with a full count, one strike away from getting out of this with a 3-up, 3-down inning. He winds up. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball, and that's going to be a line drive in the left field for a single to Titan Targosh.
Kid can hit.
He can hit, he can pitch, and I'll tell you, Daryl, I think there may have been a scout walking around here. I saw somebody looked real professional with none of the colors of these teams on. So
yeah. Can't blame him. Kid got all the tools.
He does. He does. He's really impressed us here as far as his pitching ability. Now, he is a young man. He has made some mental errors so far, but yeah, as far as the physical tools, they're all there. He's got, I mean, it's not very often that you see a pitch with that sweeping motion that he has that he loves to go to on that outside corner. And first pitch here from Jaeger is going to be outside, 1-0. And he's now pitching to Henry Vincic.
Let's go, Eli. Find your ground ball here. Let's get an out and get in there and bat.
Henry Vincic last time out did have a single and scored a run. And a pickoff attempt there by Eli Jaeger. And he's going to have be a little more aggressive with that pickoff attempt. He's kind of airmailing it. But nonetheless, does his job, get the runner back on the bag, make sure it's not an easy steal attempt, prevent him from having a nice leadoff. And up high here from Jaeger. And looks like we have a Curtis running
runner
over there.
It's either number 6 or 8.
It's probably going to be Nathan Aguilon for the Bulldogs. And a swing and a miss there by Henry Vincent. Great job by Eli Jaeger. Gets him to chase one outside there. So now 2-1. So 2-1 with two
there
outs.
There you go.
Here's another one. This is going to be a
fly ball to left.
Ball left field.
Uh-oh. This
going back. It's got some legs on it, but not enough.
Good
and
job,
Raymer. Out that by Matt Raymer. Looks like the wind got a hold of that one. It was going back and forth. Matt Raymer struggling to keep an eye on it, but he does exactly that. Keeps his eye on it all the way through and makes the catch in left field to retire the side and leave one stranded for the Flatonia Bulldogs. So that's going to keep this game 6-3 in favor of the Bulldogs, and the Burton Panthers with a chance to answer back will lead off the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
6.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers! Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
All right, and just a correction, we're in the bottom of the sixth inning now with the Burton Panthers leading off. It's going to be Ryder Biggs up to bat, number three right-handed batter for Burton. And his last time out did have a single and scored a run as part of that three-run inning that tied things back up for the Burton Panthers. But since then, did allow a three-run inning to the Bulldogs. And now that's where they find themselves in a three-run hole, down 6-3 and looking to bounce back here. Something that we've highlighted time and time again, they are very capable of doing. And first pitch there by Targosh is going to be catch that knee-high outside corner on Biggs 0-1. And we've seen that a lot so far here tonight with Targosh getting 0-1 on the count. And on the next one, he's going to get 0-2 on this one as Ryder Biggs swings and misses on a pitch down low. Looks like a breaking ball that just kind of fooled Biggs there. And he's going to swing at this one. This one gets a piece of it, fouls it back into the fence. It's now 0-2.
Keep battling, little Biggs. You can do it.
He has done so far. Got a single his last time out, and he's all year been a player that makes things happen for this team. So here, a great opportunity to do so here. 0-2 to lead things off. And that one's going to be low at his feet. So he's going to watch that one go by to bring the count to 1-2.
Should have took that on the shin, big boy. Only would have hurt for a little while. We need runners.
That's exactly what we need. Down to our last six. The Panthers are down to their last six outs of the game to get three runs and tie things up. And a line drive left side just goes barely foul there into foul territory. You see Ryder Biggs in the crowd really hoping that one stayed fair, but really at the end of the day was out well into the corner.
Hey, keep battling, little man.
He's keeping it alive here, 1-2 now. And he's going to step off, just throw off the pitcher here a little bit. As he saw that pitch, that glove come up to the pitcher's face, he said, not so fast. Let me make you think about this one. So Targosh does, sets back up, and another foul ball by Biggs. Umpire comes out to give Targosh another ball.
Kind of giving the catcher a little bit of time. He took it off of his face mask.
Even with all that gear, it's not one that doesn't
it
sting a little bit.
It still rattles a little bit.
For sure. So now 1-2 after another foul ball here by Ryder Biggs. You know, it's a 1-2 count, but it seems like we've had about seven pitches in this one. And a breaking ball there by Targosh gets Ryder Biggs to go down swinging, and that's another strikeout for Targosh in the first out of the inning. So now the Burton Panthers, one less out. That's five outs left to make something happen here in this ball game.
Making him throw some pitches, though.
Yes.
Come on, Ruben.
So now number eight, Ruben Rodriguez, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers, is up, and he's going to take the first one down low for a ball, 1-0. And Ruben Rodriguez, his last time out, had a single and scored one of those three runs for the Burton Panthers. And he's going to take the next one again outside, 2-0. Good job here to get in front, jump ahead of the count. And Ruben Rodriguez, we saw last week, is a clutch player.
And 3-0. This one inside. Good eye, Barry Rubin. 3-0 now. Well ahead of the count here.
You take this pitch all the way, buddy. Maybe take two of them.
And you know Targar's going to put it over the plate here.
Oh.
He misses it, and great job there by Rubin. And, of course, like always, a great prediction from our Burton baseball guru, Daryl Kiki, who calls that one on the nose, says he's taking it all the way, does just that, and Targosh gives us one by leaving it off the plate, and that is a leadoff or a walk with only one out to Ruben Rodriguez. Up comes left-handed batter Eli Yeager for a pitcher-on-pitcher matchup at the plate.
Come on, Yeager. They're giving you a big gap in that right center field. Jerk one of them.
And first one's going to catch that knee-high inside corner, 0-1. And after the 0-1 pitch, here's another one, and that one again on that knee-high outside corner, 0-2, as Yeager finds himself behind the count.
Got a battle here, Eli.
So 0-2, he needs to make contact, keep himself alive here.
Need to step out.
Not chase.
Boy.
And right on cue, he steps out of that batter's box to disrupt the timing of the pitcher. So he takes a second and jumps back in the batter's box pretty quickly, just throwing off the timing here. So 0-2, here's the pitch.
And
a
battle.
Swing and a miss there by... I mean, a swing and makes contact, foul ball, keeps it 0-2.
Come on, Eli, you can do this. Paint some green out there.
All right, so 0-2 count now to Eli Yeager. He's done a good job of staying alive with a couple foul balls.
Go.
That one, a rider, swing and a miss, but it gets past the catcher, and that's gonna be a gimme to Eli Yeager.
He's gonna be out because first base was occupied. But that does move the runner up to second.
So after that one gets past the catcher to the backstop, it's gonna be out because there was already a runner occupying first base, but it does move, Tyler Witt up to first base now. No, I'm sorry. That
Rodriguez.
Moves Ruben Rodriguez up to second base now. So with a runner in scoring position now and two outs on the board, here comes Braden Martin, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. And he's going to take this one inside for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, Braden, you're due here. Scratch a run.
And that one on that knee-high outside corner that Targosh has shown to love today.
He's been living there all night.
He's got it locked in on that corner for sure. So 1-1 now. And on this one, he's going to go for the same pitch, but puts it too low this time. 2-1. As Braden Martin jumps ahead of the count. Ahead of the count now with Brady Griffin on deck looking to come out and... With two runners on, let's see if Braden Martin can make it happen. And that one on a throw, a pickoff attempt to second base, comes off the glove of the shortstop, but lucky play there by the second baseman to get that one off the bounce of the glove. And not many times you see that one.
See the luck there again. Ball could have went out there and left right center, and we're up at third base.
It's been something we've been talking about all night. It just bounces going your way or not. So 2-1, here it is, and a swing and a miss there by Braden Martin's going to even up the count at 2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs with a man on second. Braden Martin looking to make something happen here for the Burton Panthers. Here's the pitch, and he's going to put a chopper to second base, trying to beat out the throw, and he's not going to do so. So that's going to retire the side on the flip from second base to first, and no runs scored in this inning. Still 6-3 in favor of the Flatonia Bulldogs, and down to their last 3 outs in the seventh, the Burton Panthers are going to have their last chance to respond. But first, the
Bulldogs will bat in the top of the seventh. We'll be back with the top of the seventh inning after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All aboard!
So back here for the last and final inning of this ball game, unless the Burton Panthers are going to make something happen. But first, they're going to have to get three batters out for the Bulldogs. And up to bat for the Bulldogs is the fourth, fifth, and sixth batters in their lineup. That's going to be Tripp Bowling, Udi Manzano, and Yandel Manzano, the two Manzanos up to bat. But first, we're going to have Tripp Bowling, who has been a menace, to say the least, to these Burton Panthers. So far in this ballgame, he has reached base on a RBI triple, followed by a single and an error in the previous inning. I apologize, in the fifth inning. And now we're in the seventh inning. He's back up to bat. So to lead things off is, like I mentioned, Tripp Bowling, and here's Eli Yeager still on the mound. Just needs three batters out to give his team a chance. Let's put the first one outside, 1-0. And this is going to be a fly ball into foul territory, too far into foul territory for a play. It goes off the fence, and that's going to make it 1-1.
You know, right at the end of that last out, there was three deer run across out there in that right field back of the fence. I think that maybe is a sign we're going to get three runs this next inning and tie it.
Oh, that'd be nice. Hey, speaking it into existence here.
Get foul.
That's going to be another foul ball. This one down the left side. Chopper goes over the third base line. And, you know, there's no sport more superstitious than baseball. So I would not be surprised if that is a good sign here for the Burton Panthers.
You know why they got those orange balls on them power lines right there? They all got that in Miami.
Why is that, sir?
Keep squirrels off of there so they don't blow the breakers.
Oh, okay.
I'm just joking with you. That's a bullhorn. But,
1-2 count here.
Atta
bowling. And great job there by Eli Yeager. Puts a breaking ball that catches that knee-high inside corner. You can see Tripp Bowling there. Knew he had one and let it go. Great job by Eli Yeager to get another strikeout. Catches him looking, and up comes Udi Manzano.
That was a great pitch by Yeager.
Beautiful pitch.
Sophomore's doing a great job throwing a heck of a game.
So we'll give him the reverse K on that one, and that's the first out of the inning. Got to get two more out here. And Udi Manzano is going to put one high fly ball into shallow right field. And Logan Tosta with another good hustle play tracks that one all the way in these bright lights. Makes the play. Second out of the inning on the very first pitch of that at-bat.
All right, boys, one more right here.
So now with two up, two down, here comes the other Manzano brother, Yandel Manzano. And his last time out, reached base on an error. His two previous times before that was thrown out 6-3. Yeager needs one more out to give his team a chance, and that one's going to be fouled right side. 0-1.
interesting. They're warming up somebody in their bullpen right now.
They sure are.
Curious. Wonder how many pitches he threw. All right, Tosta.
This one, a breaking ball in the strike zone. Hustle play available there on the right side. It does go foul, but after the sliding attempt there by Archer Fuller, not successful, it's going to make it 0-2.
Great effort there.
These kids are not giving up at all. You see every foul opportunity. They're sprinting, hustling, trying to make a play that could be the difference in this ball game. Nothing short there of tremendous effort. Unfortunately, kind of an inch too short there, as it was left a little short and a little too low on the fly ball in the foul territory. 0-2 count now to Manzano. Two outs. Yeager needs one more strike to get out of this one. And foul ball for Manzano to stay alive down the third base line. Hard low chopper down that third base line. And you saw Coach Raflantonio didn't want no part of that one. Just steers clear of that.
Said, being older and wiser than the rest of y'all, I know better than that.
So 0-2, here it is from Yeager, and he's going to try to catch that outside corner, but just barely misses it. 1-2. The count now with two outs, still needing one more strike and one more out to get out of this inning and give his team a chance with three outs left, down three. Three is the name of the game here right now.
That's it. Finish him off here, Eli.
Let's see if he's going to listen to Darryl here. And that one's going to be a line drive to center field, and that's going to be a base hit to prevent the three-up, three-down inning for the Burton Panthers. And up next is going to be Ramirez for the Bulldogs. That's Diego Ramirez, number 18, and he is a left-handed batter for the Bulldogs. His first two times out was struck out, one looking and one swinging, but his very last time out, he was able to get on base with an error. With a runner on first, just a nice ground ball would be great right here.
Two outs, boys.
That would be what Burton is looking for, just an easy out to end this inning. Here's the first pitch by Yeager, and a swing and a miss on a tremendous fastball there by Eli Yeager. Up in the strike zone.
He knows he needs this out here. No need leaving nothing in that arm. Turn it loose.
That's exactly right. Got to leave it all out on the field. 0-1. And a breaking ball trying to catch that upper outside corner. Just barely misses. 1-1. So now with the 1-1 and two outs, he does have a runner on first base. Can Eli Yeager get a quick out here? Give his team a chance in the bottom of the seventh, and a swing and a miss there. Beautiful movement on that pitch. Puts it up high, up in that outside corner of the strike zone, and gets Ramirez to swing and miss on that one. So now 1-2 as Eli Yeager jumps ahead of this count. And Ramirez is going to step off to adjust his equipment and give Eli Yeager a chance to catch a breather here. Yeager's going to step back on the mound, get adjusted with the rubber there. Looks over, a quick glance at first, delivers the pitch, and a foul ball goes right back. And as you hear the heads calls, because that one was put back over the fence with tremendous power. And again, worried eyes out there looking towards their cars in that parking lot behind us.
Runner was going on that pitch. Still 1-2. Don't get this batter here, guys.
If you get a strike, doesn't matter what that runner does. 1-2, here it is. And up high there by Yeager. But you see Martin was ready for that runner to go. Popped right back up, stares that runner down. And that runner knows better, because if he runs, Martin was going to get him out there.
Yeah. This is the pitch you want to get him out on.
So now Crazy Two is here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first. Here's a swing and a miss there by Eli Yeager. Puts a beautiful curveball outside of the zone and Ramirez chases it all the way, and that's going to be another strikeout for Eli Yeager, and he's going to give his team a chance. Down three, going into the bottom of the seventh, they have three outs to make something happen, and we'll be back with that inning here after a word from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
So back here for the bottom of the seventh inning, as the Burton Panthers are down to their last three outs to try to make something happen here, down three runs, as Titan Targosh gets ready, puts one down low underneath the strike zone. That's 1-0. And at the plate is one of the seniors on the team, Brady Griffin, number 12, right-handed batter for the Burton Panthers, and takes one outside, 2-0. Great eyes there by Brady Griffin, showing that maturity and that discipline. And you know he's wanting to make something happen here for his team. Three. Up high, 3-0. Great job there by Brady Griffin. Well ahead of the count here, 3-0. And if the Burton Panthers can get a leadoff walk here, that would breathe some tremendous life into this ball team. And he's going to do it. Oh, no! That's going to say it's a strike on that inside corner. You saw Brady Griffin already taking a jog over to first base, and you're going to get some complaints from the Burton side on that one, I guarantee it. But nonetheless, 3-1 now, still well ahead of the count. Here's the next pitch. Oh, and he's almost going to hit Brady with that one, so don't worry, Brady, just a little bit of patience. You got it on the very next one. That's going to put a walk, so that's going to be a leadoff walk to Brady Griffin by Titan Targosh to kick off the bottom of the seventh inning with the Panthers down three runs. Up comes Houston Hody.
108 for Targosh.
So you got two more pitches.
He's at 108 pitches. Now, once he gets to 110, he can finish this batter.
Yeah.
So he's at 108 right now. And that's going to be a pickoff attempt. Trying to make his life on the mound here a little longer here. Trying to stay out there just a couple more minutes. So
come on, Houston.
Runner on first.
Back.
And another pickoff attempt.
Talk to him over there, Big Smith. Don't let him get picked off.
And we've seen that. That is a risky play with Targosh, because we've seen him struggle fielding here, and he's had a couple errors on pickoffs already. And this one, a pickoff attempt by the catcher this time. That one squeezes past the first baseman, but being that Brady Griffin had to slide back, he was not on his feet to make something happen with that one, so stays at first.
And they got the right fielders playing very shallow out there. If Houston could catch him one off in that gap,
that would make this very interesting.
Attaboy.
That one up high, 2-0 now. So of the last seven pitches, it's been six balls here from Targosh.
You don't swing. If you're Houston, you don't swing.
Here it is, and up high.
Throw it away, catcher.
And you see Brady Griffin there with a nice lead right there, able to get back in time and another pickoff attempt by the catcher. And you see them trying more pickoffs from the catcher as we saw a couple errors from Targosh on similar plays.
3-0 here.
So now 3-0 to Targosh.
Get on
Targosh
top of that
to
plate.
Hody. Hody well ahead of the count here. Needs one more ball to get on base. And not going to get it. Targosh is going to put this one over the plate and that close to that upper outside corner, upper inside corner of the strike zone. That's going to make it 3-1. Let's see if he gives him the ball this time. And he's not. He's going to fill up the count low in the strike zone this time. So full count to Houston Hody and a pivotal point of the game right here. Can Houston Hody get on base or is Targosh going to get a batter out? And a check swing there by Houston Hody, but either way, gets in the pitch is in the strike zone by Targosh, so that's going to be the first out of the inning as Houston
Hody
goes out.
That's the last batter for Targosh.
And here comes the coach for Flatonia. He's ready to pull Targosh because he's now over that 110 limit. He didn't have a conversation with him. Let him know, good job here today. He has thrown some tremendous pitches. You know, even we can see that, Daryl.
Yeah, tremendous job. Everything that he was made up to be and stuff. But he got rattled there a little bit and let us back in the game. But tremendous athlete right there.
All right, so... Now, you heard it there, 114 pitches for a high schooler. That's definitely high up there. It's as much as pretty much they'll let you do unless it's a really long at-bat on your last batter because, as we mentioned, the 110 is the limit. Yeah. But if you're in the middle of a batter, you can finish that batter off. He does exactly that against Houston Hody. So with the change coming in, that's going to be number 7, Cullen Kutosh. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors to give him a chance to warm up.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers! St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves, love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, after the pitching change, that's going to be Cullen Kutosh in for the Flatonia Bulldogs in now as the pitcher, the starting pitcher for the Bulldogs, Targosh goes over the allowed limit in high school and honestly did a great job. He has nothing to hang his head about. Got plenty of outs there. He actually had 12 strikeouts on the game so far, which is a tremendous number.
Yeah, it's a good night for him and stuff, but we did show that we could get him rattled, and we just needed that one inning where we tied him to come back out there and shut them down.
Yeah.
And they had the big inning.
Exactly. And what we've seen as the
the plan for this Burton Panthers team, the game plan, has been to play some small ball, make the fielders make plays, and when they did that, they were able to have a three-run inning with Targosh making a few mistakes there, as well as a couple fielders for the Bulldogs. But now, on to the situation at hand. Two outs left to get three runs do the Burton Panthers have. It's at the bottom of the lineup here, Matt Raymer up to bat.
Come on, Raymer. You can do it, Matt.
With only one out, down three runs, they do have a runner on first. First one's going to be a breaking ball there as Matt Raymer swings and misses.
It's a good cut, Matt. Pick it up at that ear right now and hit him.
So Colin Kutosh with that sidearm release, going to leave that one down low as you hear jeers from the Flatonia faithful, but Burton Panther crowd is going to love that. 1-1 now with one out and a runner on first. Pickoff attempt at first is a little low. Would have loved to see, I'm sure the Burton Panthers would have loved to see that one get away from the first baseman.
Yeah.
But
just keep throwing it over there.
Flatonia coach trying to prevent some small ball. So 1-1. Here it is, and that's going to be a chopper to shortstop. And the second
throw it away.
Get away from him, and that's going to be he's going to try to run the third. He's going to get there. Sliding into
that
third is going to be Brady Griffin, the senior for this Burton Panther baseball team. And now with runners on the corners, we got ourselves an interesting end to this ball game. Bottom of the seventh, down three runs, and a backup pitcher in for the Flatonia Bulldogs. An error there has just advanced a runner to third, and that's Brady Griffin sitting on third, and at first is Matt Raymer.
We're going to get Simac to come run for Raymer.
Yes, sir.
Then the bonus. We have the top of the order with Witt at the plate.
Took the words right out of my mouth. There's only one out on the board, and Tyler Witt representing the game-tying run at home plate. I gotta love the situation the Burton Panthers are in right now.
We just have to be smart over here. Coach Smith has to talk to Simac on first. You know, him just coming off the bench, not being in the game. We can't afford that third to first pickoff move. To get him out. Come on, Witt.
And that one on a curveball. You see Tyler Witt did not like that. Disagrees with the call as it is a curveball that catches that knee-high outside corner. But got to have that short-term memory. Forget about that pitch. It's on to the next one.
You're all right, Witt. Got a lot of green in right center, buddy.
0-1, here it is. That one's going to be down low. He's going to hold the runner off. 1-1.
Just look at all that green out there in right center. Miami, if he can just hit that F out there in right center or hit that McDonald's sign, give him two quarter pounders.
Yes, sir. Outfielders are shallow and wide right now. So one ball, one strike, one out. Runners on the corners. That one's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. Does Coop.
Come on, Witt. You can do it, buddy.
And Tyler Witt has done a great job getting on base so far today. He's gotten on base twice with an error and a walk. Looking for his first hit, though. Outside. Oh, good job there by the catcher of the Bulldogs. That's Beck Zimmerman, because that one would have been a definite run score there if it squeezed past him. He gets in front of it, but had to stretch all the way to his right-hand side. So now 2-2.
Come on, Witt.
Here's the pitch, Tyler Witt. That one up high and over the fence as the crowd yells heads up, because that one's going to somebody's head, but everybody alert to it and no harm, no foul. Oh, I'm sorry, no harm on the foul.
Attaboy.
Better said, 2-2 count here to Tyler Witt.
Come on, Tyler. Base hit for me, buddy.
Oh, and that one up high. Tyler Witt sat that one up high, just hoping it would squeeze past Zimmerman there. But Zimmerman has done a good job at the catcher position today, getting in front of some honestly really wild pitches. But not this one does not get past him. He gets in front of it. Now it's a full count to Tyler Witt.
Battle Tyler. Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Kutosh. Going to give him something here, and he's going to put a hopper
double
right to second base, and it might be a second play,
no.
But he's going to beat the throw to
Hurst.
And that's going to score a run 6-4 now for the Burton Panthers. It is going to put up another out, as they did get the play at second, but the play at first does not come in time. So now two outs and a two-run ball game for the Burton Panthers. They're down to their last out here. Can they get two runs out of it? They still have a runner at first, and that's Logan Tosta up to bat, who represents the tying run.
Come on, little Tosta.
Good hustle there by Tyler Witt to beat the throw to first. And we're going to get a pickoff attempt here.
Come on, four.
Well, that's going to go down as a fielder's choice. And on the first pitch to Tosta, it's going to be outside 1-0.
Need you on. Give Little Biggs a shot. Atta boy.
Great job looking that one go by for another ball, 2-0. Would you say that one up high or inside?
A little down and in.
A little down and in, gotcha. So 2-0 here. He's pitched Tosta, and he's going to put that one down the third baseline, but just barely goes foul before it reaches the base. And you can see that was a worrisome one here for the Flatonia crowd, because Tosta can fly. So now 2-1. Tosta gets the first strike on that foul ball, but did a good job to swing at it just a hair early there. Pulls it foul down the third baseline. Ooh, and a swing and a miss there by Tosta on the breaking ball. One he'd probably like to have back there as he chased one outside.
Right.
So now two balls, two strikes. Flatonia one strike away from ending this ball game. Logan Tosta looking to prevent that from happening. He does have a runner on first, and Tosta represents the tying run. And that one's going to be outside. 3-2, going to fill up the count now.
Come on, four. Need you on. Give Biggs a shot for this dude. One time.
So with Ryder Biggs on deck, you can see him itching, scratching, needing to be on that home plate to bring his some runners in. Full count here to Logan Tosta. And a line drive out into center field, and that's going to put him on base right on cue. That is now runners on first and second, as that advances the runners and scopes on a single by Logan Tosta. And now, with Ryder Biggs coming up, he represents the game-winning run, and Tosta at first, the game-tying run. And just got a hold of that one perfectly. Right on the sweet spot of the bat, puts a line drive into shallow center field, shading towards the left. And honestly, a good job there by the Bulldogs to cut that one off and prevent it to just a single and keep it to just a single. But nonetheless, that puts a runner in scoring position. Down two runs are the Burton Panthers. And up comes one of their most dangerous hitters in Ryder Biggs.
Come on, Biggs.
He did strike out his last time out, but that was against a whole nother world against Targosh. This time it's against Kutosh.
Come on, little Biggs.
Two outs. Runners on first and second. This is what baseball is all about. Here's the first pitch to Biggs. That one, he's going to do a great job. Check his swing. Watch that one go down low and outside for a ball. 1-0.
Base runners right here. Give Ruben a shot. A lot of room to that right side. Shoot it through there. Attaboy.
Yeah, he's going to leave this one upstairs. 2-0. Ryder Biggs finds himself jumping in well ahead of the count here. 2-0 with Tyler Witt at second base. And Logan Tosta at first. Ryder Biggs represents the game-winning run.
Attaboy, 3-0.
Another one outside, well ahead again, 3-0.
Catcher's calling timeout.
He's got to settle his pitcher down here. Because after a full count, it's now 3-0.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation to
be in. You need base runners here. You might want to take two pitches and give Ruben a shot.
Make him beat you. Make him put it over the plate. He clearly has not been able to do so. So you make him make the mistake here. No need to go chasing something here. And after the conference at the mound between the catcher and pitcher, and you got to imagine the catcher's just trying to settle him down, trying to get him out of his own head because he's just not finding the strike zone. And now with 3-0.
Attaboy, get Ryder on top Biggs, of that plate, Biggs.
With runners on first and second, down two runs here. Bottom of the seventh with two outs on the board.
It's all right.
Kutosh does exactly what he needs to do and throws a strike.
Make it be your pitch here, little Biggs.
But that was a good play by Ryder Biggs. You got to take that one all the way.
Absolutely.
Make him put it in the strike zone. And next one, he does exactly what we said he should not have. He chases one upstairs. And that's going to fill up the count 3-2. And that's one where I know Daryl wishes he would have listened to him. Right, Daryl?
Yeah. But he's all right.
And you see Coach Thaler probably telling him exactly that.
He's all right.
Hey, full count. This is what baseball is all about. You represent the game-winning run. One strike or a base hit. What's it going to be? So full count, two outs. Biggs is going to get a hold of this one. It's a chopper to shortstop. Can he beat the throw? He's not going to be able to beat the throw. He gets thrown out at first, and that's going to end the ball game. As close of a ball game as you can ever get. It's going to be the Flatonia Bulldogs taking the first game of the series in the regional semifinals, and that's going to be 6-4 in favor of the Bulldogs. Fantastic game, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, back here to Bastrop, where we just had a tremendous ball game, and close as it gets. A 6-4 win for the Flatonia Bulldogs as they take the first game of the 2A regional semifinal series. But nothing for either team to be ashamed of. The Burton Panthers fought hard, and it really came down to the last throw, a bang-bang play at first base with runners at first and second. And really, it's kind of the game we expected. It was a game that came down to plays of inches, a couple balls bouncing one way or the other. Unfortunately, tonight it was in the favor of the Bulldogs. They did have a couple that bounced their way. They had a couple errors of their own. I believe we just had one too many on our end, and that's going to be what cost the Panthers at the end of the day. But that's why we play three games. It's one down to the Bulldogs, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
Yeah, Coach Taylor's over there telling his boys, look, guys, y'all battled hard tonight. You faced a pitcher that probably could in my mind, he could pitch in 4 or 5A and hold his own and stuff. We battled and we didn't quit. That's the way this team is made. You know, one hit, one walk, even in this last inning, that you got that tying run. I mean, we had the go-ahead run to the plate at the end. The boys played hard. Have to feel good about themselves. Even though I never, ever like to lose, and I don't like we lost this one because you always want to get that first game. You face their best. Their catcher supposedly is their second pitcher. He's going to throw tomorrow. Unless he sits there and he gambles and lets this kid come back out tomorrow and start this game and everything, I doubt it. But tomorrow Witt has to be on his A game in order for us to live to play on Saturday.
Yes, sir. And, I mean, you couldn't put it any better. At the beginning of this game, it was all about Titan Targosh for the Bulldogs on the mound. He started off this game with three in a row. That's three up, three down innings to start the game. And thankfully, the Burton Panthers were able to get back into the game. But at the end of the day, it was just a little too late by the time they got their bats going. And hard fought. You hate to say hard fought loss, yeah, but that's exactly what it was here today. Yeah. Titan Targosh ended up being the difference for this Bulldog team. I believe in every other aspect of the game, we were very evenly matched. But you know what? Eli Yeager came out and held his own beautifully. Had six strikeouts of his own. Faced every batter with confidence, kept the errors down. At the end of the day, he did make less errors fielding than Targosh did. Targosh was a big part with us getting back into the game with his errors, and that's going to be something to look forward to because, like you mentioned, what do they have behind Targosh?
Yeah.
He went over that 110 limit today, so we're going to have to see another pitcher tomorrow, and let's see what he has because Targosh, without a doubt, is a tremendous pitcher, but this team is a team with tremendous fight in their spirit. When they went down three runs, they fought right back. They went down three runs again, and they fought right back up until the very last play. You saw on the last play, it was Ryder Biggs being thrown out by the shortstop at first base, and he gave it his all chopping down that first base, and it was as close as a throw as you can make it.
Yes.
It was 1 inch left or right from being a play at first base that keeps this game alive. But nonetheless, it was a 6-4 victory for the Bulldogs. And we'll be back with a little bit more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabri Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Rayleigh.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
right, back here to Bastrop, where we just ended the first game of the regional semifinal series between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. And like we mentioned before the breaks, we couldn't have asked for a better game. Of course, we could have asked for a Burton victory. It was the Bulldogs winning 6-4, but it came down to the last inning, the last out, and you can't ask for anything more from a baseball game from an entertainment standpoint. You see the Burton crowd out here. They're celebrating with their team because they know they got a special ball club here, a team that could compete with anybody, and they showed that today against this pitcher, Titan Targosh, who was very strong out in the beginning, but Coach Thaler really staying strong mentally, got into his head a few times. These batters got into their head, did a great job of utilizing their timeouts at the plate. I thought that was a big key in this game.
Huge.
Was a way that they were able to throw off his timing and kind of make him second-guess things. Any thoughts from you, Darryl, on the game?
You know, when we bunted the ball, played small ball, when we got behind and made things happen, when you got a chance to do that and you start getting into somebody's head, like we've said multiple times, you know, everybody's human. And we had our chances tonight. The biggest thing that I like the most, there's no die in this red and white team. They're going to come out tomorrow, and you're going to see a team that's probably going to be hungrier. We're going to be visitors tomorrow, so we need the whole deal that I'm going to hope for when we come up the bat in the first inning tomorrow. We put a five spot on them and score early and often, that we can sit there and relax and enjoy. In my mind, we have to score early to keep them down, because I know if they're not feeling that good about themselves, yeah, they won this game 6-4. But I think they came out here thinking, with Big Ball on the mound, we're going to jump on these early and often, and we're going to save him and stuff, maybe get him to pitch another game, or if we need three outs for that last game, he's done.
Yeah.
He threw his 110 pitches. He has no more in this series. Everything has played out. The biggest thing, I'm tickled, Eli Yeager, a sophomore, he matched him.
100%.
A couple of times he left it a little fat over the plate, and the top of the order took advantage. From 5-6 on down, Eli had command over those guys. I believe maybe they got, might have one got a hit out of it. They put it in play a little bit, but did the double play ball. But the sophomore match, Coach Thaler got everything he needed to get out of Eli.
Exactly.
To keep us in that game. Couple of big hits out there, couple of errors, you know, let them get that momentum back. But you have to feel pretty good about yourself when you get on that bus. You don't tear your kids down tonight when you get home with them. You got to sit there and say, look, guys, we battled hard tonight. You got to forget about this game. Tomorrow's a new day. We have a golden opportunity here to set and beat a really good team.
Yep.
But a team that, in Darryl's mind, we're better than them, because we're sitting there. Our one through six hitters, I think, match close. We just got to get something out of seven on down.
Yes, sir.
To get on base, to get it back to the top of the order with somebody on, so those guys have a chance. As you saw, little Tosta, base hit to left and stuff, to get the runners on and stuff, and Witt and everything. You got to like it when they come to the plate. So forget this game. Be a positive out of it. Come back tomorrow loose. Witt needs a good night's sleep. He needs to come out here focused, eye of the tiger. He needs to take that game ball and said, hey, boys, just jump on my back. I'm your guy. I've been the dude all year, and I'm a dude up tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree more. You mentioned them trying to preserve Targosh maybe for another game. They needed every single one of those 114 pitches he had out there. Because you see, he gets Houston Hody out before he gets retired. And if they don't get that out, I believe we have a different ball game here. So it's time for them to go home, focus on the positive, build on that. And like you mentioned, the most important thing going into tomorrow, they undoubtedly ended this game with their own share of momentum. I would say their lion's share of the momentum. So can they carry that momentum into that next game? Because that slow start today with the three up, three down innings to start things off was a huge part. Now, you only get seven innings in high school, and that was a huge part that they just weren't able to overcome those deficits because of that slow start. So how can they come out next time? Can they come out more consistently? Can those bats stay alive? And that's going to be a huge key to the next game. And and like you mentioned, Tyler Witt, a kid that has performed all year, you know he's going to come out ready to have a ball game, and I believe he's going to lead these boys out here to a tremendous game. And I believe those are the keys to tonight, focusing on tomorrow. And Coach Taylor knows that.
Oh, yeah.
He knows that. You know, he's been around the game long enough. We talk to him all the time. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's the guy that gets these boys to fight hard every game, and tomorrow will be no different. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for a final post-game wrap-up.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham, or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
All right, so that's going to do it for this 2A regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. Game one is going to go to the Bulldogs 6-4, and we'll be back at the same time tomorrow. That's a 6:30 first pitch, 6 o'clock pregame here on KWHI. My name's Javi Jr., and this was Daryl Kiki with me. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dominant Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Skies, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tilleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.